And the Gemara shows in the beginning of the Masechta on Daf Hey that the pasuk cannot refer to destroying the chametz on Pesach. The Yom Rishon means on Erev Pesach. You have to destroy the chametz on Erev Pesach. How exactly do you destroy the chametz? So the Mishnah Chaf Aleph and Aleph has a machlokes Hatanan. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein bi chametz ela b'sreifa." The Chachamim disagree. The Hashbasas of the Choldolim. You have the last Mishnah in Tmura lists off various Isuri Hanoah and divides them into two categories. Some of them on Nisrafim and some of them on Igborim. The Nisrafim, it says Pigal Noisetam is a mitzvah to burn. Kalayim, Orlo is a mitzvah to burn. On Nisrafim lo yikavru, because if you'll bury it instead of burning it, you won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Let's say basa b'cholav is also b'anoa, but it's not b'nan esraf, and there's no mitzvah to burn it. What if you want to burn it? Is the hachavali good? So you don't have to if you don't want to. Why is it nigbarim? Why do you have to bury the basa b'cholav? Why can't you just leave it in the refrigerator? So that's a hashash med rabbanim mishum takola. You have to dispose of it. That's the one, the end of the first parak in Pesachim. Not allowed to leave macholas asuras, let alone esuri anoa. Not allowed to leave macholas asuras around the house because somebody by mistake may eat it. So it's yikavru, it's menadik bar. If it's something that's osa b'achil muta b'ano, so feed it to your dogs and sell it to a nochri. Why should you bury it? So ashoda baltashkes. But if it's osa b'ano, you can't feed it to the dogs, you can't sell it to the nochri. So then you have to dispose of it. So the Mishnah says it's nikbarim, hanikbarim lo yisorfa. You're not allowed to burn it. Why not? What's so bad if you burn the nikbarim? So the Mishnah explains why. Because kol ha'nisrafim afra mutar, and the nikbarim afra nasa. If you burn pigal noisetamei, like you're supposed to, so then the eshes are mutar b'hanoa. But nikbarim, let's say basa b'cholav, if you burn the basa b'cholav, so afra nasa, the eshes will be asa. So if a person will take basa b'cholav and burn it, so he may by mistake think that the eshes are mutar, because he burnt it. So that's why they made a din with the Rabbanon, hanikbarim lo yisorf. You're not allowed to burn it, you shouldn't make such a mistake. So here the Mishnah has this machlekes hatanaim. What category does chametz belong to? Does chametz belong to the category of the nisrafim? Or does chametz belong to the category of nikbarim? Which is, according to the Chachamim, so it's machlekes habiyud and Chachamim. Machlekes habishanim had a paskin. Usually we should say Yochid v'Rabbi Malachik Rami should say that Tahash Basasa b'chol dolar. Some Rishonim, some Balei HaTosfos want to say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, because the Mishnayos always say about sorfin, about burning the chametz. So it sounds like they adapted Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Here on the side of the Gemara, they refer you to the Morgan Avraham, Reis Simen Tov Mem Hei, on this Mishnah Chafal Tamal. Morgan Avram is bothered with the kasha. The way it says in our Mishnah, it says the Chacham and Maimrim, they disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreif. He only fulfill the mitzvah by doing Sreif. And the Chachamim say you can either do Sreif or Af Mefar B'Zol Aruch Hamat Al Hayam. You can destroy the Chametz either by Sreif or by other forms. So how can I say the way it says in our Mishnah Af Mefar B'Zol Aruch? On the side of the Gemara it says the Rif and the Rosh don't have the word Af. The Rif and the Rosh had the word Mefar v'zor l'roch matal v'ayam. So one could say that a Chachamim say you're not allowed to do Sreifa. Why? Because since it's Chametz is not min ha'nisrafim, so the Mishnah says, the last Mishnah in Tmura says ha'nikborim lo yisorfu, because the person may make a mistake and think that it's mutar b'anoa. But our Gers, it says af Mefar v'zor l'roch matal v'ayam. If you want it, you can burn it, and if you want it, you can be do hashbasasa b'chol dover. So that's Magen Avraham's kasha. How can that say af Mefar v'zor l'roch? How can it say in all the Mishnayos, Sorf emetchila sheish, you burn the chametz, you shouldn't be allowed to burn it. If hashbasasa b'chol dover, so chametz is not min ha'nisrafim. So if it's not min ha'nisrafim, so the din should be lo yisorfu, because the person may make a mistake and think that he's allowed to get hanoah from it, from the yeshes afterwards. That's the Magen Avraham's kasha. So Rabbi Kivega there, on the bottom of the page in the Shulchan Aruch, has an interesting comment. He says, why do we distinguish between, and that Mishnah, why do we distinguish between the Mishnah at the end of Tamur? Why do we distinguish between the Gbarim and the Serafim? So, not all the Rishonim say the same pshat, but Tosfos on Chof Aleph has this pshat. On the Serafim, once you burn it, so we say it's mutar b'anav b'chus ein l'chadav shenasis mitzvasoi umaylin boy. That's how the Gemara has a losh. Ein l'chadav shenasis mitzvasoi umaylin boy. So that's only by nisrafim where you fulfill the mitzvah. By nigbarim, you're not doing any mitzvah at all. Even if you burn it, you didn't do any mitzvah, so the ashes will still remain awesome. Just parenthetically, how can the ashes be awesome? Don't we have a din that macholos asuras that become nifsal me'achilos adam become mutar? So if you burn it, it's ashes, so it should stop be mutar. So the Achronim all say that klal that we learn off in the pasuk, you're not allowed to eat nevela. You should sell it to a goy. So the Gemara is medayik. Nevela haruyel ager kui nevela. Nevela sheni ruyel ager. Ena ruyel ager. Ena kui nevela. If the nevela is his sriach, if it's so spoiled, it's so rotten that a ger toishav a goy cannot eat it, it's not the royal achila sodom. Then it's muta b'achila. So that heter is only by macholas asuris that a muta b'hanoa. If you have isuri hanoa. So once it became asabana, it remains asabana. So even if it'll become nifsal me'achila sodom afterwards, it still remains asabana. If you have, let's say, meat and you cook it with milk, and then it becomes asabana, so then even if you'll burn it, then it'll be ashes. It's nifsal me'achila sodom, it's still asabana. If you have meat that's hisriach, and then I cook it with milk, if I have spoiled meat that's not edible, and I cook it with milk, so the isa never got started, the Issa never said it in the first place, because it wasn't Roy L'Achila Sodom. You can't have an Issa Hanoah Basa B'cholav unless you have first an Issa Achila. Issa Hanoah doesn't stand alone, it's an extension of the Issa Achila. That's the famous Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos increases. Rambam writes, it was translated from the Arabic into the Hebrew, so the Rambam writes there, V'yesh binyan hazeh nekud in the floor. There's a very fascinating point, and he brings out this point. That basa b'cholav is a macholas asuris, has to start off as an isa rachila. Once it's asa rachila, then I slap on an isa hano as well. But if you don't get to first base, if you don't have an isa rachila, then you don't have an isa hano. So the isa rachila is not chal if the thing is not roi lachila sodom. If the flesh was already hisriach before I cooked it with the milk, or the milk was spoiled before I cooked it with the flesh, so the isa basa b'cholav, you don't get to first base. If I cooked flesh with milk and it became basa b'cholav, and it became basa b'achila, then it also becomes asa b'ano. Then, even if you burn it and it turn into ashes, it'll still remain asa. Yeah?
Would there be an ester of taking it with milk, having a certain cooking basa b'cholav, the spoiled meat with the milk?
If it's spoiled, I don't think so. I don't think so. The chared isa bishul is also only if it's roi lachim. If it's not roi lachim, it's not called food. So there shouldn't be any serene. I think it should be.
And if you're cooking, would somehow make it royal achila again? If you're
making
such a food?
If I have meat that's spoiled by cooking and I make it royal achila?
Yeah, somehow.
I add sugar. I add enough flavoring that it becomes royal achila. That's a good child. I don't know. Gotta look near there. Chavos Das talks about a case if you have nevela that got spoiled and it's inedible, and then you mix in so much flavoring, now it's royal achila. So he claims, he has a shtikel Torah, famous Chavos Das. He claims based on his Rambam that once it becomes, based on the Gemara, it's a famous Gemara, that once it becomes nifsam achila, the Yisr achila goes off, and even if later on it becomes royal achila, it's going to remain mutar. But you're asking a different shayla. It was nifsam achila, didn't have a shem oichel. Then by cooking it, you make it royal achila. Is that called flesh? Maybe it's like a new synthetic food. I don't know. It's a good shot. Got to know you're there. I don't know. So that's the explanation that Tosus likes. Hanisrofim, kol hanisrofim afram mutar, nigbarim afram osur. So Tosus understands nigbarim afram osur is osur min ha-Torah. Because the heter of nevela sheni ruyel ager only applies to isuri achila, doesn't apply to isuri hanoah. And hanisrafa nafra mutter, Tosfos holds hanisrafa nafra mutter even applies to oral and to kloy hakerem. You look in the Rambam, in the Pirush HaMishnayos there at the end of Temura, as well as in the Mishnah Torah, when the Rambam would appear that he holds hanisrafim, afra mutter is only by pigal noisatomi. He writes beferish kol hanisrafim shal hegdish, afra mutter. You only say nasis mitzvahs by hegdish. You don't say it by Orlon Klei Aker. That's what it appears from the Rambam. But Tosfos writes Beferish not so. So Tosfos holds even Orlon Klei Aker is also Tunim Sreifa and Hanisrafim Afra Mutar. So why is that? So Tosfos holds because Nasis Mitzvosa. But Hanikbarim, when you burn it, you haven't done any mitzvah, so it remains also by nominator. Other Rishonim, they're on the daf. In the end of Temura, say differently. They say, Anisraf and Aframutah is because part of Chadosh is Baolakam, called Nishtana. And in Isa, Shanishtana becomes Mutah. Why don't you say the same by Nikbarim? Afran should also be Mutah. So they say, Nachanami, Menator, it is Mutah, it is part of Chadosh Baolakam. So Chumr Midirabon. So why do they only make the Chumr over there, why to make the Chumr over here? So they start getting involved in explanations. But the famous Biur is Rav Chaim and the Sefer has adapted this explanation that Tosfos says, and Chofalafam and Beis, that Hanisraf and Afra Mutter is not because Panu Chadosh is Bo'olakan, it's because Ein Lechadovish and Asis Mitzvosoi Umoyolim Boi. Let's say when you burn Korbanos on the Mizbech, so all the Korbanos have an Isa Hegdash, it's an Isa Me'ila. But when you, let's say you have a Korban Oila, so you burnt it, you have a Korban Shlomim, you have to burn the Chalim, so you burnt the Chalim. So the Yeshet should be Mutter. So the Gemara says the Yeshet should be Mutter because Nasis Mitzvah. So the Gemara says not yet. You have to do Trumas Adeshen. Every morning you have to take out a little bit. That's in this week's Sedri. You have to take out a little bit of the Deshen, all the Karbanas that burnt all week long, all day long, all night long, all night long. You have to take out a little bit of the Deshen and put it on the floor next to the Mizbech. After he did Trumas Adeshen, then it's called Nasis Mitzvah. Then it's called Nasis Mitzvah on all the Deshen. The Mitzvah of all the Karbanas is a double Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is to burn the Chelev on the Mizbech, and by an oil, to burn all the Yevorim on the Mizbech, and then I'm not finished yet. Then you have to do Trumas Adeshen. Like when you mafresh Truma on Tevel, so the Hafrashas Truma has an effect on all of the Tevel. It removes the Yisr Tevel from everything. And this becomes Truma. Doesn't just have an effect on the Truma. The Truma becomes Kodesh. It has an effect on all the Tevel. That is no longer Tevel. So the same is over here. When you do Truma Sadeshin, it's also Hafrashas Truma. That the Truma Sadeshin does remain Osir, even though it's Nasis Mitzvosai. That's an exception to the rule. I fulfill the mitzvah and the Truma Sadeshin does remain Osir. And the rest of the Ishes is considered Nasis Mitzvosai, and then there's no longer an Isa Kodesh. So Tosfos learns that the Nisraf and Afra Mut is because Ein Lechadovish and Asis Mitzvos and Moilim Bo, and the Nikbarim, no mitzvah was done. So that's the Magen Avraham's kasha. How can you burn chametz? Why don't you say, Kol HaNikbarim Lo Yisorfu? So the Kevega there writes, he doesn't understand Tosfos, he understands the Mishnah better. He says, by chametz, whether you say, Ein Bir Chometz Ela Bisreifa or Hash B'Sasa B'Chol Dover, in either direction, you're doing a mitzvah. Achbe Marishim Tashbisu. There's a machlekes atanim. How do you fulfill the mitzvah? So it's nasis mitzvah, so however you slice it. So he doesn't understand. It should be mutter. Whether even if you hold like the chachamim derabude, if you burn the chametz or if you mefar v'zola roch matalya, however you fulfill tashbisu, you should apply the rule of nasis mitzvah, so, and it should be mutter banos. Ad Rabbi, he says he doesn't understand Taisus. What does Taisus say according to the chachamim derabude? That it's not bisreifo, so it's min hanikbarim and afram should be also. But it's not min hanikbarim. By destroying it, b'chol dova, by burning it, destroying it, however, is nachnasis mitzvosa. That's the kasha. So the Minchas Chinuch made a suggestion. The Minchas Chinuch makes a suggestion that goes as follows. You can raise a question. We have 248 mitzvos asei. 365 mitzvahs less. The 248 mitzvahs, I say, you look in the listing in the Rambam, they're not all mitzvahs that are kiyume mitzvahs. You have to wear tefillin, that's a mitzvah. I say, you have to recite kriya shma, that's a mitzvah. I say, you have to eat matzah, you have to eat mara, you have to eat korban pesach, you have to blow shofar. Then there's a mitzvah called tzipa tohera tachel. The Rambam lists off. What do you mean called tzipa tohera tachel? It's a mitzvah to have chicken once a day, every day, once a week, once a year, once in a lifetime. The guy doesn't want to eat chicken. What do you mean? So that's not a mitzvah, I say, that's an iser, I say. That's what the Gemara calls a lava bo mechlal, I say. An iser, I say. A lava bo mechlal, I say, we paskin that there's no malchus. But the Gemara says it's a machlekes hatanoim. The ratanoim hold that a lava bo mechlal, I say, is like it. That's the last daf in Pesachim, last daf in the second parak. So there's one Tana who's of the opinion that an Iser Asay Lava B'Mechalal Asay is Loikim Olav. We pask in a Lava B'Mechalal Asay an Iser Asay is ain't Loikim Olav. It's really an Iser. But because it's not Dumya the Lav Da Hasima, that's why there's no Malkus. But for all other intents and purposes, the Pashtus is that I do treat it like an Iser Lav. I don't treat it like an Asay. We were discussing the other day about women. Women are Mukhiv in Mitzvahs. Loisese, even though it's magrama, but a mitzvah sasei, so has magrama women, apata. So what if it's an iser asei, shahaz magrama? Will women be chayva, women will be potter? Rabbi Kivege quotes from the Prima Godim of the Sefer HaChumash, that's called Tevas Goyim. There's three divrei Torah, minimum of three divrei Torah in every parsha, one divrei Torah on Gemara, one divrei Torah on Medrash, one divrei Torah on Agoda. That's called Goyim, Gimel Mem Aleph, Tevas Goyim. Gimel Mem Aleph is the Rosh Tevas Gemara, Medrash, and Agoda. So on every parsha has at least three divrei Torah. So there in the Tevas Goyma, Rabbi Kivege quotes it in Hilchas Birchas Hamozen. So the Tevas Goyma suggests that maybe women are only exempt from mitzvah seseh as mangrama if it's a kiyum essay, but if it's an iser asay, then women should be muzah. Let's say tashbisa. So tashbisa that you're not allowed to eat chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. We were talking yesterday about Erev Pesach after Chatzos and Machlokes Hatanoim, whether there's an Issa Lav against eating chametz. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinions an Issa Lav, and the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, and most of the other Rishonim paskens like Rabbi Shimon that there's no Issa Lav on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So it's mutter to eat chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Tosfos says no, there's an Issa Asei based on Tashbisu. Ach b'yom rishon Tashbisu. The Gemara says Ach Chilek. Ach tells you to split the day. Ach is a miyud. The Ach splits the day in half. The din changes before Chatzos and after Chatzos. Yom Rishon means Erev Pesach. So after Chatzos, there's an Iser Asay that you're not allowed to eat chametz. Before Chatzos is mutter to eat chametz on Erev Pesach. After Chatzos is also. So the Pashtus is that women are also prohibited from eating chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Ayetz is magrama. It's a mitzvah Asay shaz magrama. The answer is it's an Asay, but that's not what we call a mitzvah Asay. That's what we call an Iser Asay. So this rule that the women are exempt from a mitzvah seseh shaz magrama only applies to a kiyum essay. If it's an iser essay, so then the women are muzah. That's the shayla we say, eser doicha loy seseh. However, ein essay doicha essay. The Gemara says in the end of Chulin, the last half of Chulin, essay can't be doicha another essay. So the Gemara's lashon is, mayu mehai essay, mehai essay. Why should you say that this is doicha the other essay? This is an essay and this is an essay. Why is this strong? Mayu me. Why is this alim? Why is this essay strong? So that's what the Minchas Chinuch every 50 pages quotes a Rashba in Ksubis on Daf Mem. But the Rashba, the Chidusha Rashba, writes that essay is not deicha an essay if the essay hanitcha is a kiyum essay. What if the essay hanitcha is an iser essay? So an iser essay is like a lav. So just like essay deicha lois essay. So essay is deicha an iser essay. Why not? You can't say mayul mei. Because the essay had doicha is a kiyum essay, the essay had nitcha is an iser essay. So it's a kalvachayma. If essay is doicha lois essay, certainly an essay should be doicha an essay if the essay had nitcha is only an iser essay. So getting back again over here, so Rabbi Kivege has this taina that why did Tosfos distinguish between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanu that according to Rabbi Yehuda, in Birchamas al Bisreifo, so the yeshes will be Hanisraf and Avramut. According to Rabbanon, the yeshes will be Asa. Why? It should be Nasis Mitzvah, according to Rechachamim as well. So Minchas Chinuch has a suggestion. What's the nature of the din of Tashbis? Is it a Kiyum essay or is it an Iser essay? So he suggests maybe this Gufa depends on the Machlekes. Maybe this is the Machlekes Abiyud and the Rabbanon. Abiyud says, Ein B'yochamim Zalab Esreifa, there's a specific way that you have to destroy the Chametz. So obviously it's a kiyum asay. If you burn it this way, you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah. If you burn it the other way, you're not in the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a kiyum asay. In addition to the kiyum asay, it's mistama also an iser asay. Not to eat any chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. But according to the Chachamim, the Rech HaShbisasa B'chol Dovor, so Minchas Chinuch suggests, maybe there's no kiyum asay at all. Maybe it's just an iser asay. It's an iser asay that you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession on Pesach. And by Yeroa, by Matzah, And tashbis is just a repetition of the same thing. You have to see to it that you don't have chametz in your rishus. So the Menhas Chinuch suggests a funny nafkamina. Says maybe it'll happen nafkamina as follows. What if this mitzvah of Tashbisu is only on Erev Pesach? Ach Yom Rishon Tashbisu is only Yom Rishon means Erev Yontif. Let's say a person all year long doesn't eat, is on a diet, doesn't eat any grain, doesn't eat any chametz, never has any chametz in the house. So would there be a mitzvah to buy chametz on Erev Pesach in order to destroy it? So he raises the possibility, maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda there would be an inyan. It's a kiyum asei to destroy the chametz. Like we have a mitzvah, so I say, if you're wearing a four-corner garment, so there's a mitzvah to put on tzitzis on the four-corner garment. If you're not wearing a four-corner garment, you don't have the mitzvah. So Tosis writes that we go out of our way, even though they don't sell these in the regular stores, we go out of our way to buy a four-corner garment in order to obligate ourselves in the mitzvah, in order to gain another mitzvah. So the same over here, the Menchas Chinuch says, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rainbow Chamazel of Israfo, so Tashbisu is the kiyum asei. So maybe just like buying an Arba Kamfis in order to have the mitzvah of tzitzis, maybe we should all go buy some chametz before Erev Pesach. So we'll have some chametz to destroy an Erev Pesach. But according to the Chachamim, he raises the possibility maybe it's only an Iser Aseh. That's why it does make a difference whether Bistreifa Hashbasas or Becholdov. If you say like that, then his Rebbe Kivega's kash will be answered. Because according to the Chachamim, we can't say it's Nasis mitzvah Aseh. It wasn't Nasis mitzvasa. There is no mitzvah at all. It's just that there's an Iser Aseh, but there's no Kiyam Aseh at all. So that's why Rab Chaim didn't like that answer of the Minchas Chinuch. He thought that that's not correct. Everybody agrees that there's a Kiyam Aseh. Everybody's masking there's a Kiyam Aseh in Birchon. Everybody agrees that there's both a Kiyam Aseh and an Iser Aseh. The Pashtas, the Pasuk, Tashbisu, you have every so often, you have. In the Minyan HaMitzvah, sometimes you have a mitzvah that's only a Kiyum Aseh, sometimes you have only an Iser Aseh, sometimes you have a mitzvah that's both a Kiyum Aseh and an Iser Aseh. So the Pashtus over here is that by Tashbisu it's both. Everybody agrees that it's both. It's a Kiyum Aseh and it's an Iser Aseh. Machlekes Rabbeinu and the Rabbanan is, how do you do the Kiyum Aseh? Is it only Bisreifa or Hashbasasa B'chol Dova? Rabbi Kiveger asked Akasha. So according to the Chachamim, it should also be Nasis Mitzvasoi. So it should be mutabano. Tosis on Chof Alvan base interprets in the Gemara that it's only nasis mitzvasa, it would only be mutabano if you all like Rabbi Yehuda. If you all like the Rabbanon, it wouldn't apply. So that's what Rabbi Kivegir asks why. So that's Rab Chaim develops an idea. He thinks that maybe nasis mitzvasa is only if the chefte zaymed le mitzvasa. The Rambam, we mentioned before, the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos in the Mishnah Torah says that Kala Nisraf and Afra Muta only goes Nisraf and Shalheg, there's only Pigal Noisatomi. It doesn't go in Orla Klei Akerem. Why? Because it's a different kind of a mitzvah of Sreifa. By Korbanus, Pigal Noisatomi, by the Kochim, Kala Nisraf and Shal Kochim, so there the thing has Kedusha, and because it's in a state that it's Pigal Noisatomi, you can't use it for, you can't eat it, and you can't be makrav on the mizbech and so on. So the kiddusha shebo requires of us that we should. It's mitzvasei lihisarif. It's mitzvasei b'sreifa. So there, the kiyum of the sreifa is that's mitzvasei shalachevta. It's aimed the sreifa. So then the Rambam applies the rule of hanisraf and afamuta by orla klakarim. He doesn't say it doesn't have any kiddusha. It doesn't have any properties in it. It's a dinner, you should burn it. But the Rambam holds over there, you wouldn't say, Nasis mitzvasai and it's mutabano, only by Pigal Naisatama. So even though Tosis holds not so, Tosis extends it even to Orlon Kloya Kerim, that Nisraf and Afra Mutter. But by Chomitz, if you hold Hashbasasa Becholdova, that's not the same. That's a din in the Gavra. The Gavra has, that's how Rab Chaim suggests. That's the person should destroy all the Chomitz in his possession on Erev Pesach. But it's not a kiyum and a chefza. Just like the Rambam restricts the Mishnah Davka to Pigal Naisatomei, the Tosis will also restrict it, also limit it a little bit. Only to Nisrafim like Pigal Naisatomei or like Lea Kerem, where the chefza requires Sreifa. Mashenik and over here, this is exactly the Machlek Sabiud and the Rabban. According to Rabiud, Em Viachamas Elev is Sreifa, so the kiyum is in the chefza. So Rabiud learns it out from Noisar. Just like Noisar, you're not allowed to leave it over, and if you leave it over, it's also banon, it's Tom Sreifa. So too, Chametz, if you leave it over till Pesach, is Bal Yerob, Bal Matzei, and it's also banon, so therefore it's Tom Sreifa. So he learns it out from Noisar. So Sreifas Chometz is similar to Sreifas Noisar. That's considered a Kiyum and a Cheftim. Hashani Kerin, according to the Rabbanah, the Rabbi, true, there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah when you do Hashmasas of a Choldovar, but it's not a Kiyum and a Cheftim. The Gaber is Mekayim HaMitzvah that he burnt his Chometz. Rab Chaim suggests that maybe this Klal of Nasis Mitzvasa, in Lechadovar Shanas Mitzvasa, Moilim Boy, only applies if the kiyum is in the heftze. Well, why? Just a bunch of words. Why should you say like that? So he explained, what did the din mean? Why should you say in lechadova shenasis mitzvos and boilam? But what does it mean? So he explains, when the Torah says, let's say, orla klak kerma, the Torah says that orla klak kerma are osa bahano, it's not really that it's osa bahano. If you'll get hano from it, it's considered a bitla mitzvah of the sreifa. It's a mitzvah to burn it. And if you'll get hanor from it before you burn it, it's considered as if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. I'm gonna burn it tomorrow. I'm selling it to someone else, or I'm sitting on it. I don't know. Orla klakerma. I have nowhere to sit. So I have a whole pile of orla klakerma. I sit on top of it. So it makes life easier for me. I don't have to sit on the floor. I sit on a chair. My chair is from orla klakerma. So I'm getting hanor from it. Then I'm gonna burn it after I finish sitting. I'm gonna burn it later. But getting hanor from it before you burn it is considered as if you were mevatel a mitzvah. You don't have to burn it the first second. I have orla klakerma. There's no din. It's not by yura, by matzah. I can wait to burn it tomorrow. It's just rizmak dim of the mitzvahs. But still, if you get hanor from it, that's considered as if you are mevatel a mitzvah. But what happens if already I did the mitzvah? So then ein lechadav shenas mitzvahs amoylam, because the whole isa hanor is rooted in the fact that it's aimed limitzvasa to burn it. Doing anything other than burning it is a bitl of that mitzvah. But once you did the mitzvahs, there never was an Issa Hanor. That's what Rab Chaim is claiming. Ein lechadov shenas mitzvos amoylam, but means it's not an Issa Hanor. It's not like Avodah Zorah. It's not like something else. Basa b'chalav is also b'hanor. So stand on your head, whatever you do. Also b'hanor is also b'hanor. Here by the Orla Klei Akerem and the Pigal Noisit Tomei, it's not that it's also b'hanor. The Torah required of us a mitzvah. And if you get Hanor before you do the mitzvah, it's considered as if you're mevatel the mitzvah. But if you already did the mitzvah, so then there's no bitla mitzvah. So but that's only if the kiyum mitzvah is in the chepze. So I say the chepze, you weren't allowed to get an off from this because it's oimed l'mitzvasai, and anything else you do with it before you burn it is called the bitla mitzvah. But by chametz, like according to the chachamim, the rabbi, that is not a kiyum and the chepze, the kiyum and the gabra. The person who has chametz should destroy it. Hashbasasa b'chal davar. You should see to it that he no longer has it in his possession. He should dispose of it. So the gaber was mekayim mitzvah. So you can't say that it's not also b'hanor. The holy son only was it's a form of bitla mitzvah. No, the mitzvah is not being fulfilled in the chepzah. I did a mitzvah. Rab Chaim is limiting the svara of ein lechadov shenasim mitzvasa moelim bo. I remember one of the talmid chachamim once asked one of the rabbanim from Flatbush once asked Rabbi Gifter zechan lebracha about the Orach HaShulchan and Hilchus Orla quotes a Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer learned by Rav Nosson Adler. So everything he looked up to Rav Nosson Adler, that was his Rebbe moving. Learned by the Haflo also, both in the Frankfurt at the same time. Rav Nosson Adler was a Kohen, Haflo was a Levi. He describes in his Chubis the way by the Yekis they wash and tillis the knife for the Kohanim's hands in front of the shul. So he says it was a sight to see the way the Haflo would wash Rav Nosson Adler's hands in front of the shul, in front of everybody. The way the Rabbonim were mechaber each other, washing hands for Duchenim, because he was a lady, he was a Kohen. So he, so Rav Nosson Adler, he says, he was brought up Rav Nosson Adler. And the Chasam Sofer was by mitzvah. So Rav Nosson Adler told me he should leave his father's home because his father's going to kill his incentive and money. The Chasam Sofer said a shtikel Torah on his bar mitzvah. He said an original bar Torah. So he said, oh, it was something from a great-grandfather, from a sefer, and he shlugged it up. So the father was a nice religious balabas, but he didn't know who was right, whether his son was right or the great-grandfather. So he slapped him in public and said, Chatzuf, such a pisha, you're only 13 years old, you disagree with the Alter Zeta. So Rav Nosson Adler was there, so he said, why did you insult him? It happens that he's right and Yalta Zeta is wrong. So he told the Chasam Sofer, as a young child, he should leave his father's home. He's going to stay home by his father. Every time he's going to ask a kasha against Rashi, the father's going to slap. You're not allowed to ask a kasha against Rashi. You're not allowed to ask against the Gemara. You're not allowed to ask against Tosfos. That's how you learn, by asking questions. You learn. You have to ask kashas. You have to ask with chutzpah. You have to ask with chutzpah. So he told me he should leave his father's home. So he moved in with the Rebbe, and he stayed by him for quite a few years. So he says he always watched everything Rav Nosson Adler did. And he said he had trees, and the fruits were Arla. And he doesn't remember that he burnt the Arla. What happened to the din that Arla is besreifa? So he thinks, so some Achrayim say, Peninshu is the same kasha on the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara says they had Arla b'chutz la'aretz and they threw it out in the garbage. The Gemara didn't say that they burnt it. So the Achrayim give a teretz on the Peninshu is kasha. Arla is besreifa is only Eretz Yisrael. Arla b'chutz la'aretz is a different din. It's a different halacha and it's not besreifa. Sure. So the Chassam Sofer didn't write like that. He thinks that the teretz is Arla is no chiyuv that you have to burn it. If you want to get hanoah from the yeshes, then you have to burn it. But if you're not interested in getting hanoah from the yeshes, so just throw it in the garbage and have it imaram, finished. So the Aruch HaShulchan gets all excited about that. So he quotes this lahalacha. He quotes the Chuvas HaChassam Sofer. And when it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Arla klal kerem is besreifa, it does mean you're mechuyev to burn it. If you want, you can just throw it in the garbage. If you want to get hanoah from the yeshes, if you're interested in making something out of it, so burn it, then the yeshes will be mutter. But if you don't want it, you don't have to burn it. So this Talmud Chacham Flatbush had so absorbed everything for Rav Chaim, so he asked Rabbi Gifter, how can it be? How can a Chassam Sofer say such a thing? But the whole reason why you call on a Sraf and Afra Mutter is because En L'chav Davash and Asas Mitzvahs and Mayalim Bav. But if you say that there's no mitzvah, if you don't want to burn it, you don't have to. So how does it help if you do burn? How does it become Mutter Manua? Rav Chaim gave the whole Hesber that by the Yisr Hanua of Orla and Klal Kerem, it's not really an Yisr Hanua, it's Mutter Manua. You're not allowed to get Hanoah because that constitutes a bitla mitzvah burning it. But if the Chassam Sofer says you're not mechuyev to burn it, so why should you say kolan sraf and afra mutter? So Rabbi Gifter said it's nishra Rav Chaim. Chassam Sofer is allowed to say not like Rav Chaim. He was so this Talmud Chacham was so convinced of Rav Chaim's interpretation, he couldn't conceive that anybody can say fakir. Anyway, that's the famous Rav Chaim on this. Rav Chaim wants to answer Rabbi Kedegis Kasha on the Tosfos. He wants to say that Nasis Mitzvah is only if the Kiyama Mitzvah is in the Chefzer. Then you can say, it wasn't really also Banoah. It's Oymed Le Mitzvah. And if you'll get Anoah from it before you do the Mitzvah, that'll constitute a Bitla Mitzvah. But if the Kiyama Mitzvah is only the Gavra has fulfilled the Mitzvah, but you can't say the Chefzer is Oymed Lekach. It's not that it's Kiyu Mitzvah Shalach Chefzer. That's why the Rambam holds that it's only by Pigal Noesed Tamid, only by Nisraf Mishal Hegdish Afer Mut, because by Hegdish the thing has Kedusha, and the Kedusha is what's Mechayev us to burn it. By Korbanus, everything you can say it's Aymed Lemitzvah. The Rambam holds by Orla Klal Kerem, he wouldn't say Nisraf and Afer Mut. And even though Tosfos says even by Orla Klal Kerem, but it wouldn't apply to Chametz because it's Orla Klal Kerem is also the Kim Mitzvah is in the Chevtzim. But by Chometz, according to the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yehuda, it's not. So this mitzvah to destroy the Chometz, this on Erev Pesach, Ach b'yom harishon tashbisu sarim matechem. We recite a bracha before we start to do the B'dikas Chometz. And the Gemara has on Zayin Amud Aleph, Kol ha-mitzvahs kulam mevarach aleihem oy v'la'asiyosam. We recite a bracha. The Gemara just goes into a long dissertation. Do you say Liva er Chometz? Do you say Al bir Chometz? The Lashon should be a Lashon lahabo. So Al Bir Chometz sounds a little bit L'shoavar. So maybe you should dafke say Liva Eres HaChometz. Why do we say the Al Bir Chometz? Why do we say Al Bir Chometz when you start the Bedikah? You should say the Bracha when you do the Bir, when you destroy it. So the answer is the Bedikah is the Haschola of the Mitzvah of Bir. Either it's the Haschola in HaTorah or the Haschola in the Rabbanah. That's a question. The Gemara says earlier that Bedikah HaChometz is only in the Rabbanah and Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says because Bedikah HaChometz is only in the Rabbanah, that's why we have a lot of kulas. Why is B'dikas Chometz only Medirabbanim? Because Medirais of the Bittul be al Masagi. And Atar is sufficient if you'll be Mevatli Yachomet. So the whole need for B'dika is only Medirabbanim. Yeah, what does that mean? What does that mean? Medirais of the Bittul be al Masagi. So that's a famous machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on Dalet Amud Beis. Rashi holds when you do Bittul Chometz, that itself is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. When I make a declaration that as far as I'm concerned, this chametz is useless and worthless, and I don't plan to eat it on Pesach, I don't plan to get enough from it. It's kima daita the das hamokim. That's the lashon that the Ran and the Rif has. He makes an oral declaration that he's going to go along with what it says in the Chumash, that on Pesach, you're not allowed to eat the chametz, you're not allowed to get any benefit from the chametz. He makes a declaration He's going to follow what it says in the Torah. So Rashi says that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisim. Tosfos Tainis, and that's what the Targum Onkelist writes on the Pasuk Tashbisim. So Rabbi Techem writes Tevatlon. It sounds like perhaps that's what he means. The word Tevatlon is referring to Bitl Chometz, that the Bitl is a fulfillment of the mitzvah. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. How can that be? The only machlokes of Yudin the Rabbanon you have a Chafalef and an Aleph is whether Ein Bir Chometz or the Bisreifo. But no one says that the act of being mevatel constitutes a kiyum mitzvah of tashbisu. That's neither this nor that. It's not sreifa, and it's not matal hayam, and it's not mefar v'zol haruach. The chametz is still sitting there. How can you say that that bitul chametz is a fulfillment of the mitzvah? So how do you read the Gemara? Gemara says, "But the rice of the bitul be al masagi." So Tosfos says, it doesn't mean that if you're mevatel l'chametz, you're in fulfillment of a mitzvah. If you're mevatel l'chametz, bitl means hefker. If you're mafker the chametz, so it doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to you. Shelcho yateraya. But if it's not shelcho, le'ira l'cha chametz, le'ira l'chasur. If it's not shelcho, you're not in violation. That's how Tosfos says. If the chametz doesn't belong to you, you're not in violation. So bitl chametz, according to Tosfos, really means hefker. And it's not a fulfillment of any mitzvah, it's just a harama. It's a trick. It's a method whereby we avoid violation of Bal Yeroi Bai Mani. The Ramban and the Chidushim here quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi that there is a machlekes, two Tanoim and two different brises. Where the Chomet shall hefke b'shus ha-Yisrael, am I in violation of Bal Yeroi Bai Mani? Some Tanoim say b'feresh, I am in violation. So I mean, they don't hold from this. Bitol b'al masagi. That's what leads the Ramban to agree with Rashi. He thinks that more correct is to say, like Rashi, that the midaraisa bitul di almasaga, that bitul is a kiyama mitzvah, not that bitul is a method whereby you can avoid violation of Bayra by Matzah. Tosfos holds, shalchoy ataraya, if the chometz doesn't belong to you, you're not in violation. Rashi doesn't necessarily agree. Could be the Rashi will chometz shal hefker, there might be Bayra by Matzah. The two opinions in the Yerushalmi, two brises. Or Rashi says, Shalachirim is shal gavoya. Avalatara shalachirim is shal gavoya. How do you translate shalachirim? So Rashi writes shal nochrim. What achirim doesn't mean anybody other than me. So you could say in Rashi, of course, chametz shal nochrim. Which Jew wants to violate by Rabbi Matzi? Who's the owner of the chametz? Your chametz is in my house, so you'll be a violation of by Rabbi Matzi. There's no such concept as a non-Orthodox Jew. Every Jew is going to get a bit of his chametz. So how can you have chametz al acherim? Rishu says, so a goy. So Rashi says, a goy. So a lot of achrayim say, no. Rashi means, if it's chametz shel Yisrael achad, Rishu si, I'm in violation of Bal Yeroi Bai Matzi. Forget about him. Maybe he's not in violation. I'm in violation of Bal Yeroi Bai Matzi. Rashi holds only chametz shel akum, there's no Bal Yeroi. Chametz chametz shel hegdish. Shel choy ataraya, aval ataraya shel acherim, shel nochrim, shel gavoya, hegdish. But if chametz shel Yisrael acher, then there is bal yeroi bai matzah. That's how the Bnei Yeshua said. That's how the Yor Chodesh. That's how the Vilna Gaon, the Bir Agro, assumes like that. Some students have such a problem. Let's say you go to Columbia University and you share an apartment with other Jews who are not observant, and they leave chametz in the apartment. So it's chametz shel Yisrael acher b'shusi. I assume here in the dormitory there is no such thing. You have a roommate who's not observant. Some of the role Orthodox. But I'm shifting the blame to Colombia. So I have another Jew. He has chemtzah shel Yisrael achad b'shusi. So according to Rashi, you would be in violation of Bal Yeroi Bai Matzah. I'm in violation. The Or Chodesh has a kasha. The Or Chodesh lived in Rechnitz. That's the story that Rav Nos Nadler told Echsam Sefer at a certain age, he thinks he should go travel to Rechnitz, he should learn by the Or Chodesh. He traveled, it took him a couple of days to get there, and he stayed there for a while, he didn't enjoy it at all, and he came back to learn by Rav Nadler. He always had tainus. Why did he waste my time? Why did he tell me I should go learn over there? Because it's a pilpul style. The Or Chodesh is all pilpulim. I'm psochim, Sefer, I'm psochim. So many years later, he appreciated the fact that he was there. There was a din Torah years later, when he was already rabbi in Pressburg. So there was a din Torah between two balabatim. Someone had sold merchandise to the other one, and then there was a din Torah about mekach toys, that it was a faulty merchandise. So the Sam Sefer, they came to him for the interrogation. He gave a psak and he wrote up the psak and he signed it. So then the police arrested the Sam Sefer because the merchandise that was sold was illegal merchandise. It was brought into the country without paying import tax. And the Sam Sefer signed on the psak. So they assumed that he knew that it was illegal, and he didn't tell them that they're not allowed to deal in business like this, and we're going to put him in jail. So he pleaded innocence. He says he didn't know anything about it. He didn't even know what the merchandise was. He said he sold merchandise and it was faulty, not faulty. He gave up sack. He didn't ask any details where it came from, that it was illegal, that it was contraband. And the judge didn't want to believe him. So the story goes in the biographies that there was a policeman in the court. And he asked the judge, does he give him permission to ask a few questions? The policeman never say anything. So the judge said, okay. So he asked the Chassam Sefer, did you ever live in Rechnitz? So he said, yeah, he lived there for a couple of weeks. So he said, Your Honor, the man is innocent. Why is he innocent? So he says, 40 years earlier, whenever, he says, I was a policeman in Rechnitz, and I used to stand in front of the synagogue, whatever, on that street. And all the teenagers always used to make fun. They used to play games. They used to make fun of the government, of the police. They never had their heretz. He was the only one who had their heretz for the policeman. Every day he said, good morning, officer, with big Yiras HaKavod. So he says, I can't believe it, that at the age of 16, he had such respect for the government. He was the only one who said, good morning, officer, with their heretz. And now he's going to go against the Machlus. It can't be. So they believed the Chassam Sefer that he didn't know what it was, and he was off the hook. So then he said, now he understands why the Rebbe said to Rechnitz that he should be off the hook, that they shouldn't put him in prison. Anyway, so the Ochadish is this pilpul sefer. It's out of style now. Years ago, it used to be a hot thing. Now nobody even, they don't even sell it anymore. I happen to be with you, but when we were learning Pesachim, I bought an Ochadish thinking I'm going to like it, and then I don't like it. Anyway, but he has this this tikkun Torah of Soloveitchik set over from the Ochadish. There's a Rashi on the top of Mem Vav on the days. The Mishnah talks about Bal Yirah Bal Yimatze. If someone is baking on Yontif, he's baking kosher the Pesach flour. He's baking something, baking matzahs. He has to be mafresh challah, and everything is tummy. So if you mafresh challah b'tahara, so the challah, so you can bake the challah that you give to the kohanim. That's Eichel Nefesh, and you bake the matzahs, I'll eat the matzahs, Eichel Nefesh, and the Kohanim will eat the challah, fine. What if everything is Tameh? So, Ketz Mafish and Challah Betumah. So, what are you going to do? You're going to bake the challah, but the Kohanim can't eat it. So, there's no Eichel Nefesh. The challah Tameh you have to burn. And you can't burn it either on Yontif. Ain't sorry from Challah Tameh be Yontif. So, you're going to leave it like that. It's going to become Chametz. You're going to become Chametz. You'll be in violation of Bal Yirah by matzahs. So, what do you do? That's what the Mishnah discusses on the bottom of Mem Vav and Aleph. Ketz Marfish and Chala Betumah, the Yontif. What do you do? Omer Rabbi Shua. So Rabbi Shua says, I don't see what the problem is. Lo Zayah Chametz Shemar Zarem Ola B'Bayi Rabbi Matzah. It's not mine. The only time there's Bayi Rabbi Matzah is if the Chametz is mine. Here the Chametz doesn't belong to me, so there's not Bayi Rabbi. So the Archadosh asked the Kasha, but who does it belong to? It belongs to Shevet Kahuna. So the Kohanim are Jewish. So how can you say that Rashi meant to say on Dalar on the base, Chemtza Shal Yisrael Achad is not Bal Yirah Bal Matzeh? It's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Beferish that the Chalak that belongs to the Shevet Kahuna, the owner of the Chalak is not the Balabasta who's baking the matzahs on Yontif is not in violation of Bal Yirah Bal Matzeh because it doesn't belong to her. Shevet Kahuna is not a person who's Oivim Bal Yirah Bal Matzeh. But Lachor, it's a Jewish institution, Shevet Kahuna. So don't you see from the Mishnah that even Chemtzu Shal Yisrael Acher, there's no Bal Yirah Bal Matzah. Isn't this in contradiction to the Rashi? So the Archadosh says, no, read the Rashi, Amen Vav Amen Beis on the top. Rashi says, the Lavdi Dehu, Lachishkar LeHashem, before you mafresh challah, so all the whole dough belongs to me. After I mafresh challah, it doesn't belong to me. Across him, shalcha yateroy, v'zeh eina shalcha, but then he adds on, v'lo shalcha v'ercha. Akate l'mata liyad kayin. So you see from Rashi, if it would have been mata liyad kayin, then it wouldn't be my bal yirah bal matzah. Chemtza shal Yisrael acher, There is Ba'yirah by Matzah, but if it belongs to Shevet Kehuna, then there's no Ba'yirah by Matzah. If Chametz belongs to Shevet Kehuna, that's the same as Chametz Shal Akam and Chametz Shal Hegdish. Why? Because Hegdish and Akam are Bailim who are not Muzar on Ba'yirah by Matzah. Hegdish is not Jewish, there's no Ba'yirah by Matzah and Hegdish. Akam is not Jewish, there's no Ba'yirah. Shevet Kehuna is not a person, so there's no Ba'yirah. So when you have the pasuk that teaches you shal chay ataraya, aval ataraya chomet shal akom, chomet shal hegdish, there's no bal yiraya. So chomet shal yisrael achad, there is bal yiraya on me. I'm in violation bal yiraya. But chomet shal shevet kuna is not chemtz shal yisrael achad. If it would have been moteli at koyin, then I would be in violation of bal yiraya by mots. Chemtz shal yisrael achad. But he said this is not chemtz shal yisrael achad. Chametz that belongs to Shevet Kuna is like Chametz that belongs to Hegdish, Chametz that belongs to Akam. Whenever the Bailim is Gavra Labba Hachay Ba'yura Ba'yimotzei, then I'm not in violation of Ba'yura either. Yisrael has it, is not in violation either. So that's a famous Shaila in Shulchan Aruch. The Bir Agro assumes that that's Takab Shata and Rashi. So that's again, that's a Machlekes Rashi and Tosin. The Deraisa the Bitul, the Alma Sagi, if you Mevatel your Chametz, your problems are solved. What way are your problems solved? So Rashi holds you're a fulfillment of the mitzvah. Rashi and the Ramban, a lot of Rishonim agree with Rashi. By being mevatel chametz, you're a fulfillment of the mitzvah of tashbisim in Torah. And Tosfos says, no, you're not in fulfillment of any mitzvah. You just have avoided violation of ba'yirah by matzah, but there's no kiyama mitzvah involved in bitl. Bitl is not a kiyama mitzvah. If you're mafke the chametz, it's not yours. And that's what the Yerushalmi has, the Ramban on this daf, Dalet Amud Beis, quotes the two opinions from the Talmud Yerushalmi. What's the din of Chomet Shal Hefker, Rishus HaYisrael? So what's the Shaila? So that's the Shaila, Chomet Shal Hefker, Rashi holds Chemtza Shal Yisrael Achev Rishusi, so the Chomet is owned by a person who is in the Parsha Bal Yeroah by Matzah. So I'm in violation of Bal Yeroah, on his chametz. Chemtza shal akum, chemtza shal hegdish, chemtza shal shevet kuhune, there is no ba'yirah by matzah. So what's the din of chametz shal hefker? So you can say either way. We can see the both opinions in the two brises in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Chametz shal hefker doesn't belong to anybody. So would you say if it belongs to akum, it's a mafkiya? Belongs to hegdish, it's a mafkiya. Since the bailim is a gavra la bar hoche ba'yirah by matzah, so that's mafkia, that chometz from Bal Yeroah. But chometz shal hefker doesn't belong to anybody, so it can't be mafkia. And it doesn't have to belong to me necessarily in order to violate Bal Yeroah by matzah. That's not, Tosa says like that. It has to belong to you to violate Bal Yeroah. Rashi holds not so. Or should I say no? The chometz shal hefker, what does hefker talk about? Hefker means ownerless? Or hefker means it belongs to the bailus of hefker? That's what the Chazanish writes. Chazanish writes the funny way. He doesn't write it over here. He writes it on the door. He says there's a din in Chosh and Mishpat that Maisi Kinyonim are only needed Kisim Kamim Kala Misecha Kona Miyana Misecha, if it's on one to one. A Yochid wants to sell to a Yochid. So then you need Kinyonim, Kinyonim Karke, Kinyonim Metalplim. What if the Yochid is Makna to the Tzibur? Let's say the municipality wants to buy my apartment, my home, in order to make it into City Hall or something. Or they want to make a highway there, whatever. And I agree to sell it to them for so much money. I agree to give it to them, whatever, and I make a declaration. So then there's a Mishnah in the Dorm that sounds like if you give it to the municipality, there's a Mishnah in Orla also like that, Hatel Rabim. A guy plants trees L'Rabim, whether it's subject to the laws of Orla. What do you mean Hatel Rabim? How did the Rabim gain ownership? The Chazanish says, you see from the Mishnah in the Dorm, you see from the Mishnah in Orlo, that to give transfer ownership to the community, to the Tzibur, there's no need for Maisi Kinyon. And that's quoted as a Mordechai like that. Mordechai says, whenever you have three people or more, that's already called a Rabbim. That's a Machlokes in Gittin. How many people do you need? Neder Shehuda Barabim, whether three or ten. But the Mordechai assumes that the din is three, and three people is a Rabbim, and you don't need any Kinyonim. The Rabbim is kind of without any kinyan. So the Chazanish thinks that that's the Yisoid Adin of Hefker. That's what Hefker is all about. Hefker doesn't mean you make it ownerless. Hefker means I was makna to the Tzibur, but there are two kinds of kinyani Hatzibur. The municipality owns City Hall, that it should remain City Hall. the municipality and the tzibur owns hefker, that any member of the tzibur has a right to grab it, to take it as his own. But it's also two types of ownership of the tzibur. It's not that hefker is ownerless. Hefker belongs to the tzibur, that any member of the tzibur, like you have Shevet Kohuna, owns the truma, that any member of Shevet Kohuna has a right to take it and to make it into his own. So the Chazanish thinks that that's the pshat in hefker. So that could be the two opinions in Yerushalmi. Could be that the Machlekes says, what's the nature of hefker? Or could be that they all agree. Could be that they all agree that hefker means ownerless. And the shaila is, do you need a mafkia? Means if it belongs to Akum, it's a mafkia. Or do you need something positive? If the chametz belongs to a Jew, then that chametz is subject to Bal Yeroi, even if it's not in his rishus, even if it's in my rishus. Why would it be a kashya? And it should be a Kal V'Chaymer. Don't know.
What do you mean, in Hefker L'Chatzayim? In Hefker L'Chatzayim?
Yeah. Who says in Hefker L'Chatzayim?
The
Mishnah. If you're Mafke L'Aniyim V'Loy L'Ashirim, Machlek V'Silim B'Shamah. Yeah, so we pass them like V'Sil, Hefker L'Aniyim V'Loy L'Ashirim is not Chal. So the whole Hefker is not Chal. Why did Basila say like that? Because it has to be Dumig in the Shvius. Hefker, where is the Mokka that you can take your property and declare it as Hefker? Where is the Pasuk in Chumash that you learn out the institution of Hefker? When the Baruch Shalom created the world, so everything was a Hefker. Rashi wrote on last week's Sedra on Vayikra, Odom Ikem Ki Akar, when you bring a Karma, it should be like Odom Arishan. He didn't bring Mena Gezel, he brought Mena Hefker. Nothing was Gezel. There was no one else in the world. Everything in the world was Hefker. So we know that when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, everything was up for grabs, it was after. How do you know that after I already acquired ownership, I bought the suit, how do you know that I can be mafker afterward? Maybe there is no such institution. So that the Yerushalmi learns that from the Pasuk, Vashviz Tishmenteno Unetashto. Why the Kefaloshin Tishmenteno Unetashto? Vashviz Tishmenteno means that the Perishviz, you should declare them as after. Either they are hefker, you should declare them as hefker, however you'll understand. And what does unetashta mean the second time? Hashviz tishmenteno unetashta in Parshas Mishpatim. So unetashta is the mocker for the institution of hefker. Yesh lechem vishach erishi kozu. Whenever you want it, you can be mafka any property you want. So since Beis Hillel say that the mocker for the whole institution of hafkara is when that pasuk tishmenteno unetashta, so it has to be dumi de shviz. So just like shviz is hefker la'anim la'ashirim, so too, if you're mafker any of your property, you have to be mafker for everybody. But it's not 100% so.
Why isn't creation a riot against the Chazanish? Nobody existed when Akriya Silva. So how could it be that it belonged to the Tzibra? It's got to be no one.
Maybe there are two kinds of Hefka. Maybe there are Tzvei Dinim and Hefka. There's one that doesn't belong to anybody, but then once it did belong to me, so it can never revert back to its original pristine state of being ownerless. I can sell it to somebody else, or I can makne it to the tzibur, and then any member of the tzibur has a right. But once someone already acquired ownership, so never revert back to the original state. That's the Meiri on this daf has like the tzvei dinim in hefker. See, that's one of the kashas they ask on Taisus. Taisus holds that midiraisa bebitul bialma sagi bitul means hefker. So it's not really a fulfillment of any mitzvah midiraisa bebitul bialma sagi. Hefker is just a way to avoid Bayura Bayimatsa. So the Ramban asks the Kasha on Dalai Lama base, the Chidusha Ramban, he asks, there's a Gemara later, somebody mixed flour with Pesach Diga flour with water, and he better bake it quickly before it turns into chametz. Then the Chacham decides to go to the base medrash and sit there. He's sitting listening to the Shir, and then he realizes, I left the dough at home, and if I'm going to run home, it'll probably turn into chametz. So the din is minat Torah b'vitol b'al masagi, but the rabbani are not supposed to rely on b'vitol. But what's he going to do over here? He's going to run home. It'll already turn into chametz. So the brisa says later, you have no choice. So you can rely on b'vitol. So you can be mevatul the chametz on Shabbos. The case is talking about the on Yom Tov on Shabbos. You can be mevatul the chametz. So So the Ramban is bothered with a kasha, according to Taisus, that bitul means hefker. Don't we have an isa, the Rabbanon, against making mekach memkar on Shabbos? So how are you allowed to be mafkar on Shabbos? Hefker should be awesome. Should be forbidden to make hefker. So the Ramban says, the raya that Taisus is wrong. That bitul doesn't mean hefker, because the Gemara talks about being mebatal on yontif, on Shabbos. You see that bitul is not hefker, because hefker is awesome on Shabbos, because mekach memkar. So others disagree with the Ramban. They hold that mekach memkar is awesome. Gzeirish and yichtov. If you give her over ownership to somebody else, but if you make something hefker, so who's going to keep record? Who's going to write it down? What's the gzeirah shem yichtov? That's the Tosfos read in Shulchan Aruch. They quote in the siman in Hilchos Shabbos that you're not allowed to do mekach memkar on Shabbos. So they quote this machlokes. What about, I think Rabbi Kevega quotes it there. What's the din? Is it mutar lehafker b'Shabbos around the banan? So the Ramban on the Abdallah and Beis Masechta says it's aser, and the Tosfos read in Masecha Shabbos and Perek Ablez and the Mila says that it's Mutter. Because the Gemara says there, according to the famous Gemara, the Gemara says, Reblezer, the Tana Reblezer Ben Hukkinah says, not only is a Mila Bizman Adecha Shabbos, even Machshire Mila Adecha Shabbos also. Then the Gemara says, not only Machshire Mila, Machshire, all the mitzvahs Adecha Shabbos, with a few exceptions to the rule. So which are the exceptions to the rule? So the Gemara says, if I live in a house on Shabbos and it doesn't have a mezuzah, Reb Lezer would not say you're permitted to write a parsha and nail it onto the door. Why? But he holds all machshirei mitzvah decha Shabbos. Or what else? The Gemara has tzitzis. Reb Lezer, let's say I'm wearing an arba kamfis on Shabbos and I never tie it on tzitzis. So would Reb Lezer say you're permitted to tie on the tzitzis on Shabbos? So we pass can even machshirei mila not decha Shabbos. But Reb Lezer holds the machshirei kol ha-mitzvos adecha Shabbos. The Gemara says that the tzitzis and mezuzah, Reb Lezer will agree that not. The Gemara says why? Because iboi mafker le-nichse. Since it's not an absolute tiyav on me, by the bris milah, this is my child. Even if I give the child up for adoption, he's my child, biological. I'm mechuyev to be malda baby. So there's no way to pati yourself in the mitzvah. So since it's an absolute tiyav, so the machshirei mitzvah decha Shabbos. Korbanos, you have an absolute chiyuv to bring the minimum suffer on Shabbos. So machshirei mitzvah decha Shabbos. But the Gemara says that tzitzis is not an absolute chiyuv. If you're mafke the beged, so it's not, you're not chayv in tzitzis minatar, only if it's shalcha. And if you're mafke the house, it doesn't belong to you, so then you're not chayv in mezuzah. That's how the Gemara says.
Even if you live there?
Even if you live there. Tosfos has 2 days. If you have a rented, the Gemara says, a rented apartment is chayv and mezuzah, if you live there for 30 days. So Tosfos has 2 days whether the chayv is the raisa of the rabbanon. So the Avnei Nezer says, from this Gemara, is a raya shein alei atshuva. This is a beferish Gemara, that if you mafkir it, there's no chayv minatar. The chayv minatar is only if it has to belong to you and you have to live there. It has to be chayv sador plus shalcha. Safta mam zuz beisecha u bishorecha. So that's the chaf ha-bailus. If it doesn't belong to me, I'm not chayv. So the Tosfos Rit says on that Gemara, the Gemara says, boy mafke le-nichsei. The Gemara is talking about Shabbos. He can be mafke the house on Shabbos, mafke the beggar on Shabbos. So the Tosfos Rit says, from this Gemara you see that it's muta lehafke on Shabbos. One could say the Gemara means on the level of the Raisa, muta lehafke. Maybe on the level of the Rabban and the Tzosah. So it's not such an ironclad right. But that's what's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Hilchos Shabbos. They quote some machlokes, the Ramban, Amsochim Dav Dalanam and Beis holds that it's also lahafkir b'Shabbos, and the Tosfos Svid holds in Masechet Shabbos and Perek Ablez and Mila that it's mutar lahafkir b'Shabbos. So on this Ramban's kash against Tosfos, Tosfos holds that the bitul chometz is an act of hefker. The Ramban has the kasha, so you shouldn't be allowed to be mafkir on Shabbos and Yontiv. The Gemara talks about bitul chometz on Shabbos and Yontiv. Should not be a violation of Mekach HaMemka. So the Meiri has a sefer called Magen Avos. That's known as the Tshuvas of the Meiri. It's not really Shadus HaTshuvas. Magen Avos is to defend the Minig HaVoisov. That when the Ramban passed away, so the Talmidei HaRamban, so the Rashba started giving shiur. So the Talmidei HaRamban, they had learned together in the same place as the Rashba. So they were not going to learn by the Rashba. They thought that they knew how to learn just as well as he did. So they thought the grass must be greener on the other side. So they decided to go to Provence. They learned by the real Gedolim in Provence. The Rashba has nothing to offer for them. So they went to Provence, and they were very disappointed that they had totally different minhagim and different shittas, and everything was different. And they were making a lot of friction. So they were picking on Kiyam Melech Nemon and saying a bracha on dessert at the end of the meal and saying Havdolah Metzoi Shabbos Shechol, Tisha B'Av, everything, every week there was another issue that they made whole machlokes on. So they were attacking all the Jews who lived in Pravatz. So the Meiri wrote a whole sefer, he lived in Pravatz. So the Meiri wrote a whole sefer, Magen Avos, to defend the Minhagim of Pravatz, the Minhagim of his forefathers. So one of the issues was, what is Bitl Chametz? What's the nusach that you say if you're Bitl Chametz? According to Taisus, you should say, Kol Chamer Dikah Mishus Liv Lehevi Hefker, Libotol for Lehevi Hefker. You should declare that it should be Hefker. According to Rashi, it's not for Lehevi Hefker. You're not Mafker it. You want to fulfill a mitzvah of Tashbisu. If you're going to be Mafker it, you won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. According to Rashi, you should really say, Livotel Ka'afra Diyara. We have combined both, but we combined it in a very strange way. We have Hefka in the middle. We should really say the Hefka to the end. We should say first Rashi and then Tosis. We should say Livotel Ka'afra Diyara, the Lehevi Hefker. Because at first you say, Livotel Lehevi Hefker, you were mafker already, so according to Rashi, you just lost your opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah. The mitzvah of Tashbis is only if it's your chametz, then you have to be mevatalid to fulfill a mitzvah. So I don't know who composed that nusach the way we say, Livotel Lehevi Hefker, Ka'afra Diyara. L'chor, it would have been better if he said, Livotel Ka'afra Diyara. So according to Tosfos, we should say, Libatol Kafradar, according to Rashi, you fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisa, and then according to Tesis, you haven't fulfilled anything. So then you say, Velehevi Hefker also, I declare it as Hefker. So I'll call upon him. So the Miri has this discussion, and in the Morgan obviously discusses this machlekes Rashi and Tesis, what is Bitl all about? So he poses this kasha of the Ramban. Miri was a contemporary of the Rashba, he corresponded with the Rashba. So the Miri poses this kasha of the Ramban. How can you do bitl on Shabbos? If bitl is hefker, how can you do bitl on Shabbos? So he comes up with a suggestion. He says there are two types of hefker. Sometimes hefker is a form of mekach hamemke and it's osur on Shabbos. And sometimes hefker is not akin to mekach hamemke and it'll be mutter on Shabbos. So when is it osur? When is it mutter? So he says, if I'm interested, let's say I put something on the hefker bin. What's my kavana? Want the boys in the base medrash to have anoa? They should eat my hamatash, whatever. I have a ton of chametz. I want someone to be zoicha. So that's an act of hafkare. That's like akno. I want somebody to get it. So that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's mekach hamemka. But what if I want to get rid of this chametz? I don't want to possess it. I don't think any other Jews want to possess it either. Who wants chametz on Shabbos or on Yom Tov here, just like I don't want the chametz, no one else wants it. So I just want to get it out of my rishus. So he says, that kind of hefker is a different kind of hefker, and that's just a siluk. If you mafker it because you want kol ha-koidim zocha, you will be happy if someone else will take it. So that kind of hefker, the Ramban is right, that he thinks that that's also on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But if it's a hafkorah just to be misalket for my rishus, because I don't want to violate Bal Yerah by Motzei, so then he says, that kind of hefker, Tosfos is right. That's mutter to be mafker that on Shabbos and Yom Tov.
I'm going to go back on the tzitzit. Isn't there, I think there's a remote, which says that if you have tzitzit on Shabbos, the beggar, that tzitzit's on it, so you're not trying to put tzitzit. You can wear the beggar without tzitzit because there's nothing you can do, right? So this Gemara from Rebbe Elazar should make sense.
Should?
Because the Gemara is assuming that if you didn't have this,
the Tosfos writes in Yevamos, that's a Mordechai, based on the Tosfos. The Tosfos writes in Yevamos on Daf Tzadik that there is no prohibition to put on a four-cornered garment that doesn't have tzitzis. There's nothing wrong. You're allowed to put on, as long as it doesn't have shatnas, you can put on a beggar. If the beggar that I put on has four corners, then the minute I put it on, then I become mechuyev to put on tzitzis. Because when I don't put it on, I'm not mechuyev. So I put on a four-cornered garment on Shabbos, that was mutter. And now that I put it on, I'm chayv to put on tzitzit, but on Shabbos it's a malachi, not a lot of time. So you put it on beheter, and you can leave it on. That's what the Ramah quotes.
The Gemara on Shabbos assumes that if not, that you could have been off your beged, you would have been
permitted to tie the tzitzit. According to the Tana Rav Lezer, yeah, he holds that machshirei mitzvah deicha Shabbos, if it's an absolute chayv. So if the chiyuv tzitzis would have been absolute, then he would have permitted you to tie the tzitzis on Shabbos. We don't pass like Reb Lezer by Bris Mila.
That means it's a chiyuv to tie the tzitzis even on Shabbos.
Yeah, sure there is a chiyuv on Shabbos, but you can't do it. Because machshirei mitzvah not doicha Shabbos. Rav Blazer holds machshirei mitzvah are doicha Shabbos. Whenever it's an absolute chiyuv. But he says tits is not an absolute chiyuv. It can be mafka the beggar, he won't be mechuyev. Right? So again, so the Gemara has a discussion. What's the nusach habracha that you recite when you start doing the bedikas chametz? Why do you say habracha at all? So the answer is the bedikas chametz is the haschala of the biur. The bedikah is the haschala of the biur. Either midatoyim or midrabbanan. That's a question. The Gemara says midaraisa bebitol bi'al masagim means if you are mevatel lachametz. Then everything is over. What if you were not yet mevatel l'chametz? I have chametz that I was not mevatel. So some rishonim say that's a machloekz v'mechaber d'ramah. The Ramah quotes this from the Bali Atosis that if you were not yet mevatel l'chametz, then the bedika, the chiyav bedika is a chiyav benatar. Bedika is part of the chiyav of tashbisa. The chiyav to destroy the chametz is not only on chametz yodua. On chametz she'ini yodua, there's a chiyav to search for the chametz and to find it and to destroy it. That's included in the tashbisa to search for the stuff in order to destroy it. Just as a mashal amad of adoyme, so you have such a din by avodah zarah. Abeiti abdun is kama mekam shishrab dosham agoyim is alahem alaham. You have to destroy avodah zarah. Asherem tisrufum veish psil alahem tigadeon. The mitzvah biur avodah zarah. So then the Gemara says, Gemara avodah zarah comments. Why does it say abeiti abdun? The Gemara says, in Eretz Yisrael tzorach l'sharish achreho. And Eretz Yisrael, you have to search, you have to, not only if you know where the Avodah Zarah is, you have to destroy it. If you don't know where the Avodah Zarah is, you think maybe the Nochem left some Avodah Zarah here. So there's a mitzvah to search for the Avodah Zarah in order to be able to destroy it. So you see, l'chayre, that sometimes the bedike is a chelik of the mitzvah of the biur. Whenever there's a mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah, so in Eretz Yisrael, a chelik of the mitzvah to destroy it is to search for it, if you don't know where it is, in order to destroy. So here, many Rishonim are of the opinion, there are more pastors like that, that if you were not yet mevatel l'chametz, if you're ready mevatel l'chametz, it's finished. The bit will be al masagim in atur. But if you're not yet mevatel l'chametz, so a lot of Rishonim hold that the bidika is the haschala of the biur min atur. Even the mechaber paskins, otherwise mechaber holds that midrabbanan the bidika is the haschala of the biur. So we don't say the brach al biur chametz when we destroy the chametz. We say the bracha at the beginning of the biur process, namely the bedika. Bedika is the haschala of the biur. So that's why we say the bracha at the time of the bedika. The meiri at the beginning has a machlekes harishayim. The Gemara says if you're leaving with after Purim, if you're leaving your home within 30 days before Pesach, even though you don't plan to come back to your home on Pesach before Pesach is over, there's a chiyuv bedikas chametz on the whole house. If I'm leaving my home before Purim, before Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, but I plan to come back in the middle of Chol HaMoed, so then you mechuyev to buy the chametz also. But if you're leaving within 30 days, even though you don't plan going to Eretz Yisrael, you don't plan to come back until after Pesach, there's a chiyuv bedikas with the Rabban. So that's two opinions in the Meiri. When you do the bedikas kodem zman, you're not doing the bedikas leil yudalit, would you recite a bracha or not? So there are more paskins in Shulchan Aruch. You only say a bracha when the bedika is bizmana. When the bedika is kodem bizmana, no bracha is recited. Why is that? So the pashtus is that the bedika has a double role. Bedika's chametz has two purposes. Number one, you don't want to violate Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. But whenever you do something, in order not to violate an avera, so you never say a bracha. That's a person shaves with an electric shaver, so he doesn't say a bracha. Shekereshan v'sasvanu shalol legalech petar. Or he goes to a kosher restaurant to eat, he doesn't say a bracha. Shekereshan v'sasvanu shalol lechel macholos asuris. The Rosh writes in the first parak in Ksubis, you only say a bracha when you're about to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. When you're going to do something in order not to violate a lois saseh, that you don't say a bracha. That's what the Rosh discusses. What's the nature of the bichaserisin? What's the nature of the bichaserisin? There's an issa, you're not allowed to be mezana. So he's getting married in order not to violate the avera. So that's why you say a bichas hamitzvah shekereshanu b'mitzvah v'tzivano. So the Rosh claims, like the Bali Atosis, bichaserisin is not a bichas hamitzvah at all. It's like a bichas shevach v'hoido. And the Rambam holds that. So the Rambam holds that bichas erusin is a bichas hamitzvah. It's really the chosin should say the bracha. So that's where the Rosh develops this klal. He says you only say a bracha when you're about to perform a mitzvah saseh. So that's the shaila. Bedikas chametz has a double role. Number one, I don't want to violate by Rabbi Matzah, but that would never warrant a bracha. And number two, bedika is either min haTorah, min derabbanan, and the haschalah, the mitzvah of biur. Some Rishonim hold min haTorah, the Rambam passes like that, and the Mechaber passes that bedikas chametz even koydim bitul is only min derabbanan. But either min haTorah, min derabbanan, the bedika is the haschalah of the biur. So the bir chametz is only a mitzvah ach b'yom rishon tashbisa. That's on Yud Dalet is a mitzvah. If Yud Dalet is er pesach chali is b'shabbes, so the chacham made a takana that the correct zman bir chametz should be the night before, on Thursday night, instead of Friday night is leil Yud Dalet. And mikra din, that's the mitzvah ach b'yom rishon tashbisa. The pashtus is in the daytime. The Gemara says Zaches Chilek. He split it at Chatzos before Chatzos, after Chatzos. The Yisur Esi is after Chatzos and before Chatzos is the Kiyum Esi. The Gemara says Achmei Arishon is only the daytime. But the Chachamim wanted we should do Bedikas Chametz L'Oran Er, and they wanted that it should be Or Le'Arbos Abodkim as Chametz L'Oran Er. So they made Midi Rabbanon that the mitzvah begins from Leil Yudal. But if I'm going to do a Bedikas Mukdemes before Leil Yudal, so that's not the Kiyum HaMitzvah. That bedik is only in order to avoid violation of Bal Yiroi by Matzah. Rashi writes on the Mishnah, the bedik is Shalol Lava Bal Yiroi by Matzah. And Taisa says, no, bedik is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Either Medir Rabbanan or Minatar. So that's how we paskin. You only say the bracha when the bedik is Bizmanoi, because then you're in fulfillment of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. Minatar, Leil Yudalit is too early. So it's also before the Zman. But Medir Rabbanan, they said that's the Zman. They wanted the Bedikah to be Li'ora Ner Balayla, so Medir Rabbanan, that's the correct Zman. And if it's Erev Pesach, Chali is Bishab, so the correct Zman is Leil Yud Gimel. If you avoid it earlier, then that's Zman, so then there's no Kiyum HaMitzvah, it's only in order to avoid violation of Bagra by Matzeh. So we paskan on that, one would not recite a bracha. Yeah, we say Bittul, we recite the Bittul, we say the Bittul in Aramaic. The Gemara says, Haberik Tzor Sheivatel. But the Gemara says, "Mederaisa bebitul bealmasagi." Once you bebitul, everything is taken care of. So we recite the bitul in Aramaic. That's a question. Aramaic is not Loshna Kodesh. Aramaic is Laz that says beferish in Halach. Aramaic is Laz. So the Mishnah Brura writes a chiddush in Hilchas Kriyashma. There is a machlekes satanoin. Whether the Kriya Shema is only in Nemeres Kechsava, only in the original Hebrew, as it appears in the Chumash, or Kriya Shema is Nemeres Becholoshim. So that's how we pass them. The Kriya Shema Nemeres Becholoshim, if you have a correct translation of the text of the Kriya Shema. That's a question. What do you consider a correct translation of the text? You can't just say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to put on Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh. That's not a translation. You can't just give a summary. We believe in monotheism, we love God. You have to have a literal translation. That's the shaila. How literal does it have to be? You have to es Hashem alakecha, and you shall love Hashem alakecha. Has been mamish literal translation, or a lot of times literal translation word for word doesn't make sense in the other language. In Hebrew, that's the way you say. In English, it's all the words are tzedrei. So that's a question: how literal it has to be? Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah writes a chiddush in the Bir Halacha that. If a person is from France and is going to say Kriya Shema in translation in French, but he lives in New York, so he says that he's not Yotze. French is the Sfas HaMedina in France, and English is the Sfas HaMedina in America, and German is the Sfas HaMedina in Germany. Someone is going to say Kriya Shema in America in German, so he says that he's not Yotze. So that's the problem with the Kol Chamira also. When you make a Bitul Chometz in Aramaic, Loshon HaKodesh is the international language. Whether you live on the North Pole, South Pole, wherever you live, Lashon HaKodesh is a language. Other languages, according to that chiddush of the Mishnah Brura, other languages, Laz, are only considered a spoken language in the country where that's the official spoken language. So if a person is going to say Kol Chamira in America, so the Pashtus is nobody in America speaks Aramaic. Maybe there's still some place in the Middle East where there are going to speak Aramaic, I think. But they don't live in New York City. So that's a question. Why do we still say the Kol Chamira in Aramaic? Even if you understand what you say, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's like Hirhur. It doesn't count. You have to have Davke Dibur. That's what Shalom Gemara says, Bebitul Belev Sagi. Bitul Belev means Hirhur. Aplita Balev means Dibur. That's a discussion in the Rishonim. The Ritvan, the second parak in Kiddushin, quotes a Ramban, I think, that Bitul Balev means you don't need Sosh Yashmiel Yoznov. The reason why it says Balev, not that the hearer is good enough, you need Dibur, but you don't have to have Mashmiel Yoznov. Pashta says that Balev is no good. So according to that Mishnah Berurah, this is a question. Same thing when you make the Erev Tavshilin. This year you have to make an Erev Tavshilin for the first day's Pesach, and for Shavuos you have to make an Erev Tavshilin. So the question is, when you make the Erev Tavshilin, people usually say it in Aramaic. What are you talking Aramaic for? Nobody in New York talks Aramaic.
But you can make a neder with Aramaic. You have a yad. It's not worse than a yad. Bracha. And then Krishna, we have the mitzvah to say these words. Hey, you're expressing the thought. You can express it with a, if somebody does, if he can't talk, he uses his hands to express it. But it's an expression. You could be mock, you can make a Kenyan in Aramaic, even according to the Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah, there's no need for Amira. There's no need for Amira, yeah. So let's say by Erev Tavshilin, the person makes the Erev Tavshilin and he doesn't say anything, but he has in mind that this is the Erev Tavshilin. So is that good enough? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that's a machlokes harishon, whether Amira is me'akev. So if you should assume Amira is me'akev, then machshava is not sufficient, and you put this together with the other Mishnah Berurah. I don't know, what would the Mishnah Berurah say by a neder? If you take a neder in America, in German, or in French? No, it has to be a spoken language, though. That is no good.
Yeah.
That is no good. It has to be the spoken language in that Medina. If I'll take a neder in French in America, so he's working with those Rishonim. That is not chal. That does heis nish geret. That's considered machshava. That's gonish gezakt. There are those who don't agree with the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Mishnah Berurah brings a proof to his chiddush from the Gemara in the first parak in Kiddushin. The man says, Hareyat miyuedisli. So the Gemara has a discussion, is it good? So the Gemara talks about the Yehud. What does the Gemara say? V'chi Yehudu ruba di almaninu. As the Gemara says, Shken beris Yehudu karm larusa charufa. Hareyat charufasi, the Gemara says. What if he says, Hareyat charufasi, is that good or not? So the Gemara says, in Eretz Yehuda, they refer to an arusa as a charufa. So the Gemara says, but if you're not in Eretz Yehuda, you say, Harat Charufasa, it should be no good. So the Mishnah Berurah understood in the Gemara statement, it's no good because in Ishgeret, if you're in Eretz Yehuda and you say like that, that's what that phrase means in that country. But if you're going to say that phrase in another country, it doesn't mean that even though you and the Kala, Chas and the Kala and the Edom, they all know what they mean. They're all from Eretz Yehuda. That's the way they all speak their slang. But since that's not the spoken language, so that's not considered Geret. He's assuming that Amira, he's assuming a few assumptions. He's assuming that he did Amira by Kiddushin. Not everyone agrees to that. And Amira is only in a language that's the spoken language of the country. Others do not learn the Gemara like that at all. You don't need Amira by Kiddushin. And there is no such din that has to be the spoken language. But the question is, if one wants to be Machmer for this Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Kriyas Shma, so it puts under question the whole nusach that we have by the Erev Tavshilin. Because we are machmer by Erev Tavshilin to have Amira. If you don't have Amira, a lot of Rishonim hold that the Erev Tavshilin is not matir anything. So if you have Amira in Aramaic, and that's not the spoken language, Teiglish. So Rabbi Breuer was always makpid to say the Erev Tavshilin in German. Yeah, this was good, cold money living in Germany. But when he moved to America, so he lives in Washington Heights, so the spoken language is not German. Spoken language is English. So it shouldn't be good in Aramaic, shouldn't be good in German anymore. Doesn't help that when he lived in Germany, he said like that. Once you move to America, you should say in English. That's a question.
But by chametz, in the end, though, you can be mapped or something. I mean, not the spoken language. If I say something in French right now, that means I'm being mapped
or
like
a
so
you
happy or
not? I don't know. Whether Hefka needs Amira. Maybe Hefker is enough with Gilui Das. I don't know.
My chavetz, if you have that Amira, but it certainly be, you have now been mafkir your chavetz, right? When you said the kol Hamira in Aramaic, you knew what it meant, so you've now been mafkir your chavetz, so why wouldn't that work?
Maybe it will work. I don't know. Maybe it will be. According to Tosis, that the Bittul means Hefker, so does Hefker need Amira? Or Hefker maybe just needs Hefker Balev, is Dram Shebalev probably not good. The person is Mafke Baliba. I don't know. Funny. So maybe it would be good. I don't know. Dram Shebaliva Balev Kalona means I said something or I did something and everybody understands what I meant by that. But on Erev Pesach, I just don't say a word and I have a mind and everybody knows that I'm certainly going to be Mevat L'chametz. But at what moment was I Mevat L'chametz? I don't know if you would say Dvarm Shebeliba B'Lev Kol Adam.
The Kol Hamira is Gila Das.
He says Kol Hamira and even it's gibberish. The Halacha doesn't recognize that because that's not the Sfas HaMedina. But at that time it's Dvarm Shebeliba B'Lev Kol Adam. So if you hold you don't need Amira, if there's no din of Amira, just at that Gilui Das, so maybe that would be good enough. Okay, maybe it would be good enough. Could be. I think by Erev Tavshilin, I think it's a more serious question, because there by Erev Tavshilin and Shulchan Aruch, they presented as a machlokes is whether the Amira is Li'ikuva. Maybe you need Dafka Amira. So if you need Amira, then it's a question of speaking in a different language. Yeah, this is the Shaila. Min HaTorah, we say Achilek, that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is only on Erev Pesach in the daytime. Leil Yudalid, early Yudalid, is not yet this man. But the Rabbanah, they declared that Leil Yudalid is also this man of the mitzvah. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say the person was by the comments on Leil Yudalid, he doesn't want to wait till the morning, he doesn't plan to have comments for breakfast. Wants to burn the chametz that he has now, then he wants to go drive away to his in-laws. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, if he wants to, he can burn the chametz by Laila. There's no requirement, Davki, you have to burn the chametz by Yom. Min HaTorah, if you burn the chametz by Leil Yudalid, you're probably not Yotze anything. Mitzvah is only Ach B'Yom Rishon Tashbisu, on the Yom Rishon in the daytime. The Gemara says, Ach Chilek, you split the day in half. So you're not splitting the day in half starting from last night, till not from Tzeisa Kohom to Tzeisa Kohom. You split in half, it'll be the end will be in the morning, Alos HaShachar. You're splitting the daytime part of the day in half, and the split is at Chatzais. So Menatar, this man is not Balayla, but Medirabonon, they made a takana that Leil Yudalid is this man. So that's why you say the Broch Albir Chometz before you do the Bdike. That's the Haskola of the Kimamitz. And you can do the Gemara right away if you want to. If you want to, you can have Chometz for breakfast, and you save this leftover Chometz, you burn it in the morning. Yeah. Yerushalmi has a din that you're not allowed to eat matzah be'erev Pesach. It's also to eat matzah be'erev Pesach. So the shaila is, when does the Isra Achilas Matzah begin? So the Balamor has his famous chiddush, the Isra Achilas Matzah only begins at Chatzos. Before Chatzos, you can't say that there's an Isra Matzah. And the Ramban disagrees with the Balamor. The Ramban sounds like he holds that the Isra Achilas Matzah begins from the Leil Bedikas Chometz. Bedina de Gemara begins with the Leil Yudalid. And it's usually assumed, that the Isra Achilas Matzah begins from the morning. Why from the morning? What's the... Rav Soloveitchik used to quote in the name of Rab Chaim, that on Pesach night he said, Manish Tana Alayla Zemikol, Shebechol Alayla Zanachlim Chometz and Matzah, Alayla Zekul and Matzah. What do you mean, Bechol Alayla Zanachlim Chometz and Matzah? But Leil Bedikas Chometz, it's also Tit Matzah. He said, Bechol Alayla, so it's a Rai against that Rambam. The right that is mutter ti matzah leil bedikas chametz only us in the morning. Okay, so zayin azay. I think that's usually that's assumed to be the mainstream shita. That the Isra Achilas Matzah doesn't begin at chatzos like the Balamar says. Doesn't begin leil bedikas chametz. It begins in the morning. Yeah. So what's really the issue over here? The issue really is, it's only called, we had yesterday the Gemara on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. It's only called matzah if it's boli de chimus. That's why it's only chameshes mini dogon. All the other things are not boy. If it's kidneys, it's not boli de chimut, so it's not kosher for matzah. So it only has a shem matzah at a time on the calendar that there exists a shem chametz. All year long, the pashtus says there is no shem chametz. And based on migdush, there's a concept of chametz. Lost the offer chametz by korban mincha. There's a din of chametz all year long. But chutz la migdush, the whole shem chametz is only relevant on Pesach. Or on Erev Pesach, there's a Shem Chometz, there's an Issa. So the Balamor holds the Issa Chometz is only on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Before Chatzos, When Atara Divi is no shame chametz. So there's no shame chametz, so you can't have a shame matzah, so there's no Isar of Achilas matzah at Pesach in the morning. The Ramban disagrees and says no, but there's a mitzvah of bir chametz, ach b'yom rish and tashbisu. So Ramban in the Muhammad sounds like he moves it up to Leil Yudalid, Leil Bedikas chametz. Since with the Rabbanon, they changed the din deraisa, they said you have to do the Bedika or the Abasa, the Oraner, you have to do the Bedika Balailo, so you see the Midir Rabbanon, there is a shame chametz Leil Yudalid. So if there's a shame chametz, then there's a shame matzah. In contrast, you have a shame matzah, so it's forbidden to eat matzah on Orli Yudalid. And we usually assume that is the compromise. We usually assume Leil Yudalid, Leil Bedikas Chametz. That's not that. In Atar, there is no shame chametz. But Yom Yudalid, Baboker, even before Chatzos, there is a shame chametz on the level of Daraisa. The Iser essay is after Chatzos. The Kiyam essay is before Chatzos. After Chatzos is the Iser essay. Tosfos said that you're not allowed to eat chametz. You're not allowed to have chametz in your possession. That's the Iser essay of Tashbisu. But before Chatzos is the Zman of the Kiyam essay. And Achilut needs Chatzos. So you see, all day long, the daytime of Yudalid, not early Arbosa. The daytime part of the Yom Yudalid, then at third, that's when you have a shame chametz. So because you have a shame chametz, so you have a shame matzah in contrast to the shame chametz. So that's when the Isser of the Rishonim sets in, not the matzah be'er of Pesach. The Rishonim all quote from Rashi. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. This was the common practice by all the Bali Atosfos that you only yotze with matzah that was baked on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. If you bake the matzah like we do, they already stopped baking matzahs in the factories on Purim. They already finished baking all the matzahs in the matzah factories. So Rashi Shita was, the only yotze, if you eat matzah that was baked on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Today, the Hasidim are makbed about that, but years ago, everybody was makbed. That was the common practice. The whole world did like that. All the Balei Atosfos had that. What is it based on? So the original quotation that they quote from Rashi is based on a Gemara later in the end of the Masechta, on Daf Kuf Chof on the days. The Gemara has a discussion, do you have to eat the matzah on Leil HaSeder by Chatzos, or not necessarily? The Korban Pesach ain't a Nechel Ela on Chatzos. Korban Pesach you have to finish eating by Chatzos. So the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim, Machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar and Azariah, whether Chatzos by Korban Pesach is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. So the Gemara says like this, if Chatzos by Korban Pesach is a Din D'Oraisa, and we have a hekesh between matzah and Korban Pesach, so by matzah also is a Din D'Oraisa, you have to finish eating the matzah by Chatzos. And the Ramah quotes, you have to finish all the abrikoses by Chatzos. He quotes Aran and Megillah like that. Not only should you finish the matzah by Chatzos, you should finish all the abrikoses. The fourth kos should be finished by Chatzos. Yeah, so that's if your old Chatzos is a Din D'Oraisa by Korban Pesach. So then it carries over to matzah and possibly even to the abrikoses. But if all the chatzos is only a din de rabbanon by matzah, by korban pesach, if chatzos is only a din de rabbanon, kedei laharchik kesadim minu aveira, what does that mean? If you'll permit people to eat the korban pesach after chatzos, they may wait so late into the night that it'll already be after alos hashachar. After alos hashachar is nifsal belina and it's noisar. Eat noisar yechayv kares. So as a harchok, as a siog, to prevent people from violating the Issa Koris of eating nicer, so they said, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. Agzera Otu, Shema Yoba Lechol Noisar. So then the Gemara says, if it's only Agzera de Rabbanon, then it makes sense. The Agzera was only instituted by Korban Pesach. The Agzera was never instituted by Matzah. Why not? So that's what we spoke about yesterday, that the Prima Gordon quoted his Tosfos in Menachos, that the Chachamim only have authority to make Gzeirah when they're concerned, when they're afraid someone's going to violate an Avera. Mishmartim es Mishmarti. Mishmarti means a Mishmeris. Mishmarti means a Loisesi. Shama Pen Vial is a Loisesi. But if the Chachamim are afraid that they'll leave everything the way it is, people may be Mevatla Mitzvah. Not that they'll violate an Avera, they may be Mevatla Mitzvah. So that's not sufficient cause to make Gzeirah the Rabban. It's only Mishmartim es Mishmarti. Asu Mishmeris le Mishmarti. You have a right to make ases yog la Torah if you're concerned someone's going to violate a loisese or mishmarti. So by Korban Pesach, you're afraid that people will eat noisar, that'll be an isa kares. So that makes sense, they made exer drabon. We're going to say by matzah, you're afraid if you'll allow people to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah after chatzos, they may by mistake eat the matzah after los hashachar. So what great tragedy will that constitute? So they won't be yotzei the mitzvah matzah. So they won't be yotzei the mitzvah matzah. So you had, that's it. You have no right to make a gzeira de rabbanim because you're concerned that someone won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Right, they'll be eating before shacharis. So that's a eating before shachar. If they'll eat the matzah after alos ha-shachar, they'll be eating before shacharis. They'll be saying a bracha lebatola. They'll say a shekrishan esos al achilas matzah after alos ha-shachar. So we assume bracha lebatola is only the rabbanim. You have the right to make a gzeira. Everyone has to finish eating matzah by chatzis because the person may say a bracha lebatola. He'll think that it's still laila and he'll say the bracha al achilas matzah after alos ha-shachar. So bracha lebatola we assume is only the rabbanim. So that's a gzeira l'gzeira. You have no right to make. I bet he'll be eating before shachris. Also, that's an isa deraisa l'soch lo al adam. If the whole obligation to daven is only midirabbanon, so obviously the prohibition against eating before davening is also only midirabbanon. According to the Rambam, that there's a din deraisa, you have to daven once a day, every day. So this is taka din deraisa, that you're not allowed to eat before you daven every day. So you have to daven shachris, not stam once a day, every day. If you want to eat breakfast, then you got to daven shachris. That's a question. The Meiri and the Bav Metzia writes like that. He discusses the Isra of eating before Shachris. L'soch l'al adam, l'soch l'kom shit, t'spal l'al dimchem. Is that a din deraisa? So he says, if you all like the Rambam, that the obligation to daven once a day, every day is deraisa, then you can assume that this is a din deraisa. You're not allowed to eat before daven. If you hold it's only the Rabbanon, then you can't say like that. So he diverts it. He says, no, there's an Isra deraisa to eat before you say Kriyashma. Where does that say in the pasuk? L'soch l'al adam, kodesh t'smal al dimchem. He diverts it. The Pashto says even if you hold like the Rambam that there's a din deraisa, you have to daven once a day every day, but the Pashto says that this is only an asmachta that you're not allowed to eat before shachris. It's not an isa deraisa. So that's the pashto pshat in the Gemara. If chatzos is a din deraisa, machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, whether chatzos by korban pesach is deraisa or the rabbana. Chatzos by chatas and oil is only the rabbanan. Kedei laharchik sodom and avera. That's the first mishnah in brachas. What about chatzos by korban pesach? So the Gemara there in brachas also quotes it. This machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lozman is on brachas daf tesam and ala. Whether chatzos by korban pesach is deraisa the rabbanan. So the Gemara says if chatzos by korban pesach is deraisa, then it carries over to matzah and maybe even carries over to all the abakosas. You should finish by chatzos. If chatzos by korban pesach itself is only with the rabbanon, then you have no right to extend it to matzah. Why not? So the assumption is because you make a gzera by korban pesach shelo yovel in the avera. If the leader after alos hashachar be anisa noisar, be anisa chorus of noisar. If you lead the matzah after alos hashachar, so the worst thing is he'll be eating before davening probably only the rabbanon. He'll be saying a bracha lebatol only the rabbanon. And he will not be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Not in fulfillment of the mitzvah. You have no right to make a gzeira de rabbanon. It says, "Mishmartim es mishmarti, asum mishmaris le mishmarti."
What about the first mishnah of brachos?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the involved in that?
Right. The Prima Gadim talks about that. That's why he clears the shaila. If you should assume he clears the shaila, do you have a right to make a gzeira de rabbanon? If the worst thing you can imagine is that he's going to be mivatel mitzvah, so what do they have the right over there by Kriyashma? So that's what he discusses. That's his whole, that's the source of the whole discussion. So getting back over here. So the Gemara talks about Chatzais, the Gemara talks about a hekesh between matzah and korban pesach, about the sof zman hu achila. Do you have to finish the matzah by midnight or not? Depends whether Chatzais is deraisa or derabbanan by korban pesach. So commenting on this Gemara, they quote Rashi. All the Rishonim quote Rashi. That even though it says earlier, in the Mishnayos about eating chalas toide rikike noza, the Gemara's Mishnayos and Gemara's all over the place talking about matzahs that were baked way before Pesach. That's for 90 blot. You're misled to believe that the matzahs can be baked before. Once you get to Daf Kufcha from a base, so it reverses everything. And based on this Gemara, there's a hekesh between the Zman of Korban Pesach and the Zman of matzah. So the Gemara talks about the hekesh, the Zman ha'achila. So Rashi says it's the zman and the preparation. You have to bake the matzah mitzvah at the same zman, namely our Pesach after Chatzos, that you would prepare the Korban Pesach. So just like you cannot shech the Korban Pesach before Chatzos, machlokes hatanaim in the first perek in Zvachim and in Arbi Pesachim, what if you brought the Korban Pesach in the morning of your dalet. So lead paskin is no good. One tana hole is good, lead paskin is no good. So you have to dafka be makar of the korban pesach after chatzis and erev pesach. So what the nami? You can only bake the matzis for the seder and erev pesach after chatzis. That's the Rashi. That's the psak of Rashi. So it's in contradiction to all the Gemara. The Rashi says anachanami. All the Gemaras were before you get to daf kufkov. Once you get to daf kufkov, so we don't pass like any of these Gemaras. The Vilna Gaon makes fun of the whole thing. Because by the time the Vilna Gaon came on the scene, I think only the Hasidim were careful about this. The others didn't. In the days of the Rishonim, all the Rishonim, all the Balei HaTosafot were makbid. That's how they write. So the Vilna Gaon makes fun and he says, what are you going to tell me when our Pesach Choli is b'Shabbos? So you makar of the Korban Pesach on Shabbos afternoon. Pesach is Lecha Shabbos. You're going to tell me you're going to bake the matzahs on Shabbos afternoon? So that's a tiyufta. So that shows that the whole thing is malarkey, the whole thing is not correct. And forget about it. You don't have to bake the matzahs after Chatzos. So the Rishonim were very medactic. They all wrote, when our Pesach falls out on Shabbos, is to bake the matzahs Leil HaSeder. Is to bake the matzahs on Saturday night. And they write that the Frumma Catholics, the Jews didn't have their own ovens to bake. So they had to rent permission to bake by the Catholics, by the Goyim, their neighbors. And the Frumma Catholics, just like by us, I wouldn't rent out if I had a store. I wouldn't rent it out on Shabbos to a Goy, Schar Shabbos, you're not allowed to. So the Frumma Catholics are not allowed to rent out on Sunday to a Jew, that they should use their oven. They were shoyves min melocha on Sunday, and they observed Sunday hayom halach achar alayla by here by Berkis. So by the Frumma Catholics in the days of the Balei HaTosafot, it was matzoi Shabbos meyerev aderev tish b'sul shavatcha. So they wouldn't rent to a Jew the right to use the oven. But in every city there would be one Catholic who wasn't so frum. So if you bribe him, if you give him enough, if you offered him enough money, so he would let you use his oven. But they didn't have normally, on a normal Erev Pesach, there were many Catholics who would rent out. So everyone, all the Jews would bake in a different oven. When it was Erev Pesach, Shecholiyos, the Shabbos, so they, with great difficulty, they would get one Catholic who wasn't so medakdek. So he would compromise on his principles, he would allow them to bake. So they had to bake in shifts. So some of them didn't begin to say it till 2 o'clock in the morning. If you had the fourth shift to bake the matzahs on Matzoi Shabbos, so you can't begin to say it if you don't have the matzahs. So some of them, they always violated chatzos, eating by chatzos. They were so hung up on baking the matzahs after chatzos, they ate the matzah after chatzos. No, because they held that's a machlekes hatanoim, whether chatzos is their ice or their rabbanim by korban pesach. So that's a machlokes of Rishonim and Nadav. How do you paskin? Do you paskin chatzos deraisa derabbanan? So if you hold that chatzos on Pesach, on Korban Pesach is only derabbanan, so it doesn't carry over to matzah. But chatzos for baking the chatzos for shechting the Pesach is deraisa. So chatzos for baking the matzah is also deraisa. So they wouldn't bake, they wouldn't begin to bake the matzahs till Leil HaSeder, late at night. So the Vilna Gaon makes fun of that. So he says, but you can't shech the Korban Pesach in the middle of the night. You have to shech the Korban Pesach by Yom. So what did you gain by baking your mahada to bake the matzahs? A little matzoi Shabbos, but it's based on the hekesh. So that's what the Achronim say. And then they point out that from Rashi is mashma like that. In Eilud Varm, on Samachem base, the first Rashi in Perik Eilud Varm, the halacha that you can't shech the Korban Pesach by Laila, that's because the pasuk in Parshas Tzav says, and it says lo elav la shlom ev la minch ve la chatzos lo shem zevach hamiluim. Then it says v'yom tzavos al hakum is karbeneim. So the Gemara in Zvachim has a drasha v'yom tzavos al bayom velo balayla. You can't do any hakrobus karbonus balayla. That's a special din on hakrobus karbonus. Karbonus can't be balayla. But really, if not for that din that you can't do hakrobus karbonus balayla, it's the correct zman. Bein ha'abayim, it says you should be makrib the karbon pesach. Bein ha'abayim. Bein Abayim means starting from Chatzos on Yud Dalet till all night long. It's called Bein Abayim. Lemaisa, you can't be makar with Karbonos Balayla. It's a different problem because you can't do Karbonos Balayla. So, but since theoretically it is this man of Bein Abayim, so you can bake the matzahs on Leil HaSeder. That's what they say, pointing out the Rashi. Because Rashi says, you can't do the Shechita HaZevach, you can't do the Shechita, the Zrika of the Korban Pesach, but Leil Matzoi Shabbos. Why are you Mechal Shabbos to be Makar of the Korban Pesach? because you have to be Dechel Shabbos, because you can't be Makarvit Balayla. So Rashi should have said, you can't be Makarvit Karban Pesach Balayla Leil Matzoi Shabbos, because it's not Bein Harbayim. It says in Chumash Bein Harbayim. So Rashi doesn't say that. It says, B'yom Tzavos Al HaKarvis Karbanim, B'yom V'lo Balayla. He quotes the universal din. So that's what the Acharonim say, that the special pasuk that says, Bein Harbayim, you should check the Karban Pesach Bein Harbayim, Balayla would also be Bein Harbayim. Starting from Chatzos, Yudalit, all night long is called Bein Harbayim. And that's why you can bake the matzahs. Leila say that that's okay. It's a different din. Bayom Tzavos Lahakar Bayom Vala Balala. That's in Vayikra chapter Zion. That's in Parsha Tzav. That's a separate din. That doesn't carry over to matzah. But the Bein Arbayim, that carries over to the matzah. So that was the practice in the days of the Rishayim. And then from the Vilna going on, I think the Minig became only the Hasidim Amakbid on this and the Misnagim that. But by the Hasidim who Amakbid, very few of them bake the matzahs on Leil HaSeidim. When Pesach Chali is B'Shabbos, when you have such a case, some of them still do like that. They bake the matzah Leil HaSeidim. Most of them will bake the matzah on Erev Shabbos. So that, the Vilna Gaon is right. That doesn't make any sense. What do you gain? What do you maviach? Erev Shabbos after Chatzos is better than a month earlier. Better than Purim.
Is that the matzah from Leil HaSeidim or the matzah from Leil HaSeidim?
No, the matzah from the Leil HaSeidim. No. Matzah that you want to be Yotze, Leil HaSeder. So that's the Gemara Kuf Chof on the base, that that's Hukash the Korban Pesach. The Gemara says Hukash the Korban Pesach for the Sov's Man Achila. If you hold Chatzos is the Raisa by Korban Pesach, it carries over to Matzah. And Rashi adds on, that's what all the Zeruah and all the Rishonim, they all quote Rashi adds on, that it's Hukash the Korban Pesach for this man of the preparation of the Matzah. Just like you can only prepare the Korban Pesach and Yudalad after Chatzos, so the Matzah also has to be Yudalad after Chatzos. So that's the way they quote in the name of Rashi. But then you have a problem. Some of the Rishonim quote that Rashi would go to bake the matzahs Yudalit in the morning. Yudalit in the morning. That's not the Zman of HaKrovas HaPesach. There's one Tana who holds that B'diyevit, if you bring the Korban Pesach in the morning of Yudalit, you Yotze B'diyevit. But we don't pass them like that. That's in the first parak in Zvachim. The Gemara quotes it here also. In Arvei Pesach, that's not the accepted Shita Halacha L'maisa. We paskin that you cannot be makriv the Korban Pesach the morning of Yudalit. So why did Rashi bake in the morning? They even quote Rashi would bake the matzahs the morning of Yudalit before Shacharis. You're not allowed to be yosik in your personal tzarochim before Shacharis. So Rashi held this was mutter. It's not personal tzarochim. He's baking the matzahs. Like the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah writes a chiddush. If you don't bake your own challis, you want to go to the bakery and you're davening Shacharis at the late minyan on Friday, and by the time you're going to go to the bakery, they may be sold out of challis. So he says, he thinks maybe you're allowed to go buy a challis before Shacharis on Friday morning because it's a mitzvah, it's a makam mitzvah, you're not being Isaac and you're on tzarachim. So the Rishonim quote that Rashi would sometimes go to bake the matzahs, you dalit in the morning before davening, or after davening, but givald it's before chatzos. So if Rashi said that baking of the matzah has to have the same zman as shchitas hakrabas haPesach. So what does it help that you do it on Yudalit in the morning? You can't bring the Pesach then. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. He doesn't think that's the real reason for Rashi. That's what they quote from Rashi, because it's hukash based on the Gemara Kuf Chof and Mebeis that Pesach is hukash to matzah, so it has the same zman. He thought it's a different shot, like this Baal HaMor says. That the Issa to eat matzah only begins Erev Pesach after Chatzos, because there's no Shem Matzah unless it's a Zman that there's a Shem Chometz. So the Shem Chometz only begins, matzah has to be Bolei Dechimutz. So it's only Bolei Dechimutz, it only has a Shem Matzah Erev Pesach after Chatzos. You eat matzah Erev Pesach in the morning before Chatzos, Baal HaMor says it doesn't have a Shem Matzah, because there's no Shem Chometz then. The only Shem Chometz in the Beis HaMikdash all year long. But outside the Beis HaMikdash there's no Shem Chometz all year long, only Yudalit in the afternoon. So the Ramban disagrees, says, no, there's a Shem Chometz starting from the morning, because Achba Yom Rishon Tashbisu. Then the Ramban says, it's even also to eat matzah Leil Yudalit, because Medir Rabbanon, you need Bedikas Chometz Leil Yudalit. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that the real reason for this Hidur, to bake the matzah on Erev Pesach, because he was bothered with that kasha. So what do you gain by baking the matzah Leil HaSeder? The Vilna Gaon asked, you can't be makir with the Karbanos then. So the teretz that they give, because you can't be makar kabbonis, that's because biyom tzavosa, that's the first Rashi in Eilu Dvarim, and Samachem Bey, he didn't go for that teretz. So he thought the real reason for Rashi is that when you bake matzah, you have to bake it lishma. It has to be endowed with a shem matzah at the time that you bake it. How can I have a shem matzah if there's no shem chametz? So you have these different shittas. When does the shem chametz begin on the level of the raisa? Only at chatzos, or even from the morning of yudalet. Fine. So if you bake on yudalet after chatzos, or if you bake on leila seder, so for sure there's a shem matzah, because on pesach for sure there's a shem chametz. That was his suggestion.
I mean, that's why they used to bake on Thursday on Erev Pesach. Thursday night, you buy the
comments
already.
You buy the comments already.
It's already started, the Shem comments started.
Mm-hmm.
There's a mile to take on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's meant to do. Maybe that's what it's meant to teach Matzah 3 days before. Because you already, from Shem Shem, you make a brach on Zichon Beer 3 days before.
Yeah, even if you don't say a bracha, the Gemara says if you leave your house within 30 days before Pesach, you mechayev to do the bedikas chametz.
That may just be not the overbuy matzah. The bracha shows they can have
shem chametz. Okay, so that's why some have a meaning not to eat chametz the 30 days before, because you already have a shem, not to eat matzah 30 days before, because you already have a shem chametz before. Medina, the Gemara is only on erev Pesach, but mitam minig, some have the minig all the way from 30 days before. Nachol. Avvela Soloveitchik has a famous comment on the Rambam. The Mishnah says that an hour before Chatzos on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to even get Hanor from Chametz. And 2 hours before Chatzos, you're not allowed to have Achilas Chametz. So Achilas Chametz is Asim Rabbanon the last 2 hours before Chatzos. The Rambam sounds like he distinguishes within Achilas Chametz that if you eat Chametz on Pesach, you get Malkus. If you eat Chametz, B'shoach Hamishis, so you're over on the Gzera the Rabbah. If you eat Chametz B'shoach Shishis, the last hour before Chatzos, then you give Makanos and Makas Mardis. Because he violated the use of the Rabbanon. Why don't you give Makas Mardis if he eats the Chametz B'shoach Hamishis, if they ask it 2 hours before Chatzos? Why does the Rabbah only say that you get Makas Mardis only if you eat the Chametz either after Chatzos or the last hour before Chatzos? So Rav Avvela Soloveitchik just pointed out, you see from the Rambam that the two, that it's a different Issa. The Issa, not the Chametz and the Shor Hamishis, not the Chametz B'Shor Shishis, are not the same level. The Rambam interprets the Mishnah like that. What's the Lashon HaMishnah? Ochum kol arba, betolim kol chamesh, v'sorfim etchila shesh. That's how we paskan on Yud Aleph on the base. Ochum kol arba, you can eat Chametz during the fourth hour of the day. When is the fourth hour? Between 9 and 10. Between 10 and 11 is Shor Chamish, between 11 and 12 is Shor Shishis. If you assume that 12 o'clock is Chatzos. So between 9 and 10, Ochlim, you can eat the Chametz. Then between 10 and 11, you're not allowed to eat the Chametz, Tolim. Between 11 and 12, is Sarfim Betchila Shesh. That's Shor Shishis. So how do you translate the word Tolim? So Rashi translates Tolim, you're neither here nor there. The Chametz is also b'achilin, it's muta b'hanor. When it comes Shor Shishis, when it comes 11 o'clock, it's also b'hanor mid the Rabbanon. Between 10 and 11, it's also b'achilin, muta b'hanor, that's called Tolim. Why is that called Tolim? It's a strange usage of the verb Tolim. So the Rambam gives a different translation for Tolim. We have a concept of Truma Teluya. If you have Truma Temeya, it's a mitzvah to burn it. It's b'sreifa. That's the lashon of Gemara. But Madlikin, the Gemara has a brayse. Kishem she mitzvah lisrefa sakotchem she nitmu kach mitzvah lisrefa shuma she nitmes. Just like there's a mitzvah to burn karbonis that became tami, so too there's a mitzvah to burn shuma that became tami. Tosis even has 2 days there. And by Madlikin, is that a mitzvah min atar, a mitzvah min derabbanan to burn shuma tameya. Some Rishonim holds a mitzvah min atar. Tosis thinks that doesn't make any sense. Only a mitzvah min derabbanan. But kishem she mitzvah lisrev sounds like it's a mitzvah natar. Just like there's a mitzvah natar to burn the kach mishenitmos, so too there's a mitzvah natar to burn the truma shenitmos. So the din is there's truma tmeya, there is a mitzvah to burn it. Then truma tayra, there's an isa to burn it. There's a din of mishmeres truma isa. You're not allowed to be metami truma, you're not allowed to be ma'avit truma, you're not allowed to burn truma that's edible. What if you have truma that's sofik tomei, sofik tohor? So that's called truma teluya. you're not allowed to eat it, but you can't burn it either. You're not allowed to be metameya, because maybe it's Torah you're being metameya. So you have to wait till it becomes nitma, and then you can burn it. So that's called truma teluya. So the Rambam understands that that's what the Mishnah means. Torlim kol chomesh means if you have truma shel chomesh. B'shoach hamishis, Torlim kol chomesh means just like truma teluya, if it's safik tamei, safik tor. You're not allowed to eat it, maybe it's tamei. You're not allowed to burn it, maybe it's tor, and you're in violation of mishmeres. So if you have truma tohoira shel chomesh, so b'shoach hamishis, you cannot eat it, but you can't burn it. B'shoach shishis, you can burn it already. Why? B'shoach shishis only awesome of the Rabbanon. So that's where Rav Avila says now. B'shoach shishis, they declare that chomesh is an isa chefze. It's they declare that chatzos occurs an hour earlier. We know chatzos is 12 o'clock, let's say. So the Rabbanon, they say, we're calling 11 o'clock is called chatzos. So the chomesh that you have after 11 o'clock, if you eat it, you get malchus. It's like makas nardis. It's like eating chomesh after chatzos. They moved up chatzos an hour earlier. And if it's truma shel chomesh, you have to burn it. It's like truma after chatzos, you burn it. So truma before chatzos, but it's chatzos midirabbanan. And now before, that's after chatzos. But truma, during shor chamishis, it's not that they said chatzos is 2 hours earlier. If they would have said chatzos is 2 hours earlier, then would have been also bahanoah also. The fact that it's muta bahanoah shows that it's only a gzera. They made a harchoke. So if it's only a harchoke and you violated the harchoke, you didn't violate achilas chometz. Even with the Rabbanon, you didn't eat chametz after chatzos. If you eat chametz b'shoa shishis, some of the Rabbanon, we consider it as if you ate chametz after chatzos. The chatzos is mid the Rabbanon. Min HaTorah chatzos is 12, min Rabbanon chatzos is 11. But if you eat chametz b'shoa chamishis, that you violated exer. So that's what the Rambam writes. There's no makas mardas on that. That's what the Rambam writes, that if it's truma, you wouldn't burn it yet. There's still a din of mishmeres. But if it's shoa shishis, then the truma is awesome the Rabbanon. Shor shishis is considered the Rabbanon as if it's already after chatzos. That's famous from Rabbi Avvala Soloveitchik. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say it over all. He used to make fun. Why? He says he knew this Kodem Atenter before his uncle preached all these din. He used to make fun that people think that the Torah began from Rabbi Avvala Soloveitchik. He said, we used to learn these things before Rabbi Avvala became famous. Rabbi Avvala was single before he gave shiurim. Okay, maybe Belineta tomorrow will continue. Yeah. What time is the shiur tomorrow? Regular time, a quarter to 11. Should we do Parshas HaShavua? Or should we do in Yoni Pesach? Yoni Pesach, okay. I'm going to speak on Shabbos, I think, so I'll do the Parsha on Shabbos morning. Okay.